Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, fellow freedom lovers from across the planet, listening on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, satellite, and, of course, at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and on the free iPhone app as well. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is Wednesday, the 24th day of February, 2010, and we are going to be live for the next 4 hours. Now, I had some guests lined up today, but I've canceled them because I want to have plenty of time to go over all of the incredibly important news that we have before us. The federal government is now coming out and saying, okay, there really isn't a recovery. It's going to be a double-dip recession. No. By every yardstick, we are in a depression. 22% unemployment. They are bringing in all the phony environmental regulations that the rest of the world are not under, that India and China and Mexico and countless other nations are not under. The EPA is preparing to take the lead on regulating CO2 and taxing you. They don't care if the Senate won't pass it. They don't care about ClimateGate proving it's all a fraud. Senator Sanders, the independent, says that you're a Nazi. And basically, it should be illegal to criticize global warming. What a collectivist. He knows. He knows it's a fraud, but he wants your money. That's what he believes in. Absolutely disgusting. But it's not enough you take on average half of what people make in one form of tax or another. And, of course, even working class people who don't pay that high a income tax, you get paid a lot less because your bosses are paying all these taxes. It all gets passed on. And all these cities across the country are passing laws now, in counties and states, to tax food. That hits the poorest first. I mean, this is unprecedented. We've got to have all this different austerity to pay the bankers the money that they are supposedly owed, that they are not owed. They are criminals. They are a fraud. And so we're going to go over the news today. I'm going to talk about Deborah Medina today, coming up in about 30 minutes. I was blindsided during the show by an article and then the audio of her on Dallas Radio throwing 9/11 truth under the bus. And I got a little angry about it. See, I'm not a lesser of two evils guy. Because once you go down that road, we always compromise. The other side doesn't compromise. And look where we are. And when I commit to somebody and when I put my trust in them and my support behind them and they do something like that, I feel betrayed. I think it was the relish with which she agreed with the host that we are a dangerous cult and despicable. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm fine with Ron Paul saying he believes government does stage crises. He'll give examples that are declassified, but he'll say, you know, we weren't over there. They wouldn't be over here. And, you know, that's his opinion. He can have it. That's great. When she's been in my studio, I never brought up 9/11 truth to her. I'm politically astute. I know that would have been used to blow up in her face. But to have her come out for a week after the Glenn Beck interview, and we're going to play, we actually found the unedited TV interview she did, and where she goes into great detail about the history of government corruption and how the towers fell and there needs to be a new investigation. Well, now, I mean, that's most of 9/11 truth just calls for that. No, despicable. So, look, I'm going to break down the poll numbers, all of it, and where this is going. But overall, still, our experience in Texas is positive, and I'll tell you why coming up.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
one 800 259 9231 is the toll-free number to join us on the Genesis phone system up in Minnesota. I come to you from Austin, Texas. We're also today going to open up our phone lines here in studio. Going to do that right now. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. And we'll take calls off of both the phone systems for the full 4 hours today and cover a ton of important news. As I said, coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to spend about 10 minutes on Deborah Medina. I don't think she's a bad person. I don't think she's New World Order. We know Rick Perry and Kay Bailey Hutchinson are bona fide New World Order. I was just extremely hurt by Glenn Beck going after her and setting her up, and then her doing the right thing and not backing off for 2 weeks and saying, look, people have a right to investigate this. And then we're going to play those clips where she talks about how the towers fell and everything else, and the history of government secretiveness. And then, a few days ago, goes on Dallas Radio, the guy that fills in for Limbaugh, true establishment hack, Mark Davis, the guy that's lied about me incessantly, and says we're a dangerous cult, 9/11 Truth is, and that's a wide spectrum of people, and that it's despicable, and she, I agree, with relish, with vitriol, with enjoyment, like it was a pep rally or something. Ron Paul got into a lot of trouble with people back during the campaign for president in 2008 when he was on a few different TV shows and said, you know, I'm not with 9/11 Truth, but he didn't agree that we were scum and trash. And he went on to say that there have been instances of staged terror in the past, like the Gulf of Tonkin was a staged event, Operation Ajax in Iran. And when he's on this show, he talks about it. But see, that's not the issue. He's always been the same on that issue. What I don't like is flip-flopping. What I don't like is doing a 180, reversing in full stream and going back on everything she previously said. Because if somebody will do that when the heat gets hot in the kitchen, they should stay out of the kitchen. All I have in my life is my word. And that I do what I say I'm going to do. Or I die trying. And sometimes it takes me longer to deliver on something I've said I'm going to do. But I try. And none of us are perfect. It's just upsetting. And I know you're listening all over the country and the world saying, hey, we don't want to hear about Texas. The issue here is, we have a states' rights movement that's constitutional and historically valid moving across the country. And just the fact that she got 25 points in the polls coming from nowhere in a three-way race has already gotten a lot of other good men and women to sign up to run as constitutionalists. And I don't care if you run as a Republican or a Democrat for states' rights, using the machinery of those parties to do it. And so it's a positive experience regardless, and everybody that's invested time and money and energy, as I told you from the start, whether she wins or loses, it's a victory because resistance is victory. So I'll talk about that coming up in about 20 minutes. And again, we're going to open the phones up at 1-800-259-9231. You're welcome to give us your take on this if you want. Paul Watson's told me that 99%, in fact, he said he got no emails that disagreed with us. And the feedback we've gotten at the office is everybody basically agrees with us. I haven't seen one email or comment to us that disagrees. People are hurt by this. I mean, we were assaulted. We were thrown under the bus. That's wrong. Let me write some notes here because I'm already getting into this, and I wanted to have a few breaks so I could think about this. I got so busy this morning, I wanted to write some notes about points I wanted to talk about, but and go over some of those points. But regardless, I don't want to spend too much time on this today. You're welcome to call in about whatever you want, as I said, because so much is happening. I want to have a discussion with listeners. About where you see this country and this world going. I mean, we're definitely in a depression. And there's no doubt it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And we're going to end up like Nigeria or what happened in Argentina. Argentina was a first world nation, the only first world nation in Latin America. 100 years ago, they had the saying, as rich as an Argentine. And in successive bank scams down there, left wing, right wing, doesn't matter, the bankers, the internationalists, the gunboat diplomacy boys, it is an abject hell down there now. And the middle class is on the streets. And we've had economists on from that nation to talk about for 6 months people demonstrated and rioted and banged pots and pans, and the system didn't care. That's the same thing in Latin America and in Africa and Asia. Sometimes in these countries, they'll have 5 or 6 or 7 presidents in just a matter of a year, putting new people in. New leaders, and it's the same thing continues. And that's the problem we're now seeing here, where you put a Bush in and things get worse, you put an Obama in, things get worse, and people are waking up to the fraud now in a matter of months, not years. People are becoming disillusioned with a two-party system. In fact, I sent it to you guys, but I don't see it here in my stack. It's up on Infowars.com. It's one of the headlines. Only 8% of Americans think the government's good. A month ago, it was 75%. In fact, I've seen multiple scientific polls the last week. 10% trust the government, 9%, 8%. Total confidence has been lost because people see the reality of what's happening on the street, in their homes, in their businesses, in their churches. They see the economy falling apart, and then they hear the politicians telling them everything's getting better. While the politicians continue all the policies that brought us to rack and ruin. And it's not just the politicians that are losing all credibility. The mainstream media is losing any credibility they had left. And so you've got this evil alliance of old corporate radio, TV, newspapers with government openly saying they want censorship of alternative news and basically a shutdown of the web as we know it. It's all being announced right now. They don't care about your business. They don't care about the internet being around. All they care about is power. That's what history's shown us. Corrupt elites would rather be in their armored hilltop keep, their castle, while everybody else is starving down below them, as long as they run things. My guys just found a CNN one. No. Yeah, this is one from a while back. There's a new one out, a new poll where 8%, another one with 9%. I believe the headline's only 8%. I think the government's working for them. This is CNN survey. Most Americans believe government broken. Yeah, I saw this last week. And it says Americans overwhelmingly believe the government is broken, according to a national poll released Sunday. But the CNN Opinion Research Corps survey also indicates the public overwhelmingly holds out hope that what is broken can be fixed. So this is a whitewash. Yeah, Kurt posted it this morning so we can find it. Point is, the people know what's going on now. People know. And I've been doing all these radio and TV interviews the last week. I was on Houston Radio this morning, one of their big talk stations. And they're like, wow, Mr. Jones, I heard you talk about this years ago and thought you were crazy. Well, all you had to do was go look it up. What am I talking about? DNA of all the newborns in the U.S. sent to the military. But that's all been available. If I knew about this 14 years ago with the documents, it's not even secret. But it was never in the news. I would get up here with documents on air and tell you where the samples are stored in your state and the fact that they're sent to the UN, the Pentagon, the Cold Springs Harbor, Human Genome, Eugenics Laboratory. And guess what? That's all in the newspapers now. Everything I told you. It's a national criminal DNA database. And then you can also pull up CBS News. And I first saw this almost 10 years ago in the San Francisco Chronicle. But last year, CBS News had the headline, cancer patients discover they don't own their own DNA. Lawsuits filed. They got your blood. They go patent it. And then when you go in to get gene therapy, that should be $20,000, $30,000, they say, oh, it's $100,000 because we have this patented. We patented your genome. There are thousands of giant biotech facilities in the U.S. alone that have assembly lines doing this. Huge assembly lines, testing your children's blood, running them through systems, finding key amino acids, proteins, ring structures, DNA strands they're looking for, sorting it out, sending it to other labs. It's a joke. And again, just like the government is watching you with the laptops and the cell phones, and they now admit it. We had the documents years ago. Now it's public. See, people are finally believing this because they know they've been lied to, but also because it's out in the open. That's another question. Why is all this out in the open now? What new horrors are going to be announced? We're way past 1984, and they're now getting ready to start clamping down on alternative media, which means they're really getting ready to drop the hammer. You think things are bad now? This is just a preparatory phase.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb K was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb K's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
We know that the United States is being brought down like a third world country. It's economic domination, economic financial conquest. We know that the environmentalists funded by the big banks openly say they want to bankrupt the majority of the population so they can take control of us and socially engineer us into the system they choose, which is a eugenics population reduction nightmare. This is their own words in literally thousands of publications and books and UN documents that we've covered and made films about and that we have posted at whatistheendgame.com. We know where this train is headed. The question is, how do we get off of it? We take our states back through the Constitution, through the Bill of Rights, We call for an indictment of the bankers. We point them out as the real government, not the puppets in Washington. And we put one foot in front of the other. That's how we do it. There is no magic silver bullet. We expose the criminal illegitimate system. When I say we have a rogue government, that isn't just a figure of speech. That isn't just rhetoric. We have a rogue government that illegally takes your baby's blood secretly for 37 years that we know of, and it's a worldwide concerted organized program. What does that tell you about the organizational level of these people? And their bravado, their chutzpah, their arrogance, their hubris. Completely illegal, on record, that the federal government would pay with taxpayer money for millions of laptops and programs to be given to school children that have software on it where they encourage the school to watch the children in school and out of school. And the school, one of the schools, is so arrogant, they come out and say, we're watching you at home, thinking the public was ready to submit to that. It's a process of breaking us. We have a private Federal Reserve holding company that tells House and Senate banking committees that we will not tell you where the tens of trillions of dollars have gone. It's a secret. Then it comes out they're giving it to themselves. And they say, well, I gave myself a waiver, Henry Paulson says. Geithner says, I gave myself a waiver. Well, that's nice. It's like giving yourself a waiver to rob a bank. Up until the last decade, they would never hire anyone in the Treasury who had any tax problems. Geithner just says, I don't want to pay these taxes. That's the end of it. And it's no big deal. Police all over the country and all over Europe, it's simultaneous, are arresting people for videotaping parades, Christmas parades, NASCAR parades, St. Paddy's Day parades. But then they cram cameras in the schoolrooms and bathrooms and surveil us. But don't you dare come out with a camera on the street. There's no law, but they make one up and say wiretapping when there's no perception and no reasonable belief of privacy or anonymity of privacy on the street. They're lawless. They've been taught to be lawless. They promote through the government system whoever is lawless and oppressive. We fight tooth and nail to shoot down the House version now in the Senate of the cap and trade bill. Taxes on everything. 35 agencies can levy any taxes they want, unlimited power, home inspections. Within 1 week, if you don't make the changes to your home you're told to under federal zoning, it federalizes your local zoning department. You are kicked out of your home and it is instantly taken outside of court of law. That's just one facet of hundreds we cover in Fall of the Republic. Guess what? The president doesn't care. And he announced 2 weeks ago in the New York Times, Rahm Emanuel announces, we're going to use the bureaucracy, executive orders and signing statements to do it. And here's Time Magazine today. EPA prepares to take the lead on regulating CO2. From the moment President Barack Obama took office, he's emphasized the importance of dealing with climate change. He said the right way to do it is to pass congressional legislation that would cap greenhouse gases. But 8 months after the House representatives passed a cap and trade bill, similar legislation remains mired in the Senate. Its chances of passage dimmed by the day. Yeah, because of climate gate. And then they go on to say, but it doesn't matter because Obama is going to use the EPA to do it. And they're going to start with coal plants and then move on to everything else and engage at their takeover at the local level. A lawless government. And every day I see reports of where good cops, good city and county and state and federal workers say no to corruption and they get run out. How do we help them? How do we stand behind them? Ladies and gentlemen, evil rules our country from the top.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
Our phone lines are loaded up. Jake, Dan, Henry, Jack, Angelica on the Genesis phone systems. Dave, Linda, Carolyn, Chris, Chicken Little, Michael, Sarah, and many others. We're going to have wide open phones today. I mean, I hope listeners will chime in with your ideas for solutions, where you see this country going. The fact that even mainstream news is reporting, okay, the recovery's over, there ever was a recovery. And a ton of other important news, audio and video clips are going to be playing. What did you think of the video Aaron posted at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com yesterday that we premiered here on air of Geithner and the staged press conference? On video, he has Geithner's people before he gets there, the Treasury Department, picking two reporters and saying, okay, I'll go to both of you. Imagine they tell hundreds of news agencies to get there. There's over 50 reporters that show up. They send a press release out, and it was all for a backdrop to look like a press conference. They all show up, and then they have two stage questions, and Aaron yells out, where's the $23 trillion? And then suddenly other reporters start yelling it out, so Geithner just leaves. He talked less than 5 minutes, Geithner and the IRS commissioner. That's important news just to show Americans how staged it is, and Aaron caught it on video. And then there's the other facet to the story, that when they didn't tell anybody that you needed credentials, it was on the side of the road, And they come up to Jason Burmes and Rob Jacobson and say, you're with InfoWars? No, you're not allowed to be here. Get a couple hundred yards away. That's why I sent three separate teams of video cameras, Aaron by himself, Rob Dew and Jason Douglas together, and Jason and Rob together in three different groups, knowing that at least one would make it through. I mean, I knew they'd try to censor. They're men with badges and guns. You're just a little stinking American. You're a slave. Our boss doesn't even pay taxes. He steals trillions of dollars and won't tell Congress where it is. You think we're going to let some little slaves who might ask real questions be in a press conference? What do you think this is? Land of the free, home of the brave? No. All right, I'm going to cover Deborah Medina, and then people are welcome to call in about it because it's a larger discussion of where this nation's going. Yesterday, early in the show, they bring me a news article and play me audio of her on Mark Davis, who I know well. He's lied about me in the past, even after it was retracted in major newspapers that I did not say kill Michelle Malkin at the DNC, that people that came with a group of bloggers and left with a group of bloggers with her, dressed up in costumes, covering their faces, got up behind me and screamed, kill Michelle Malkin. It was a setup. And they put it out on national television, tried to make it a big controversy to try to wound my credibility. Didn't work, blew up in their face. So she's on Mark Davis, and he says these are despicable, you know, dangerous, bad cult. And she says, I agree. Oh, yes. Now, my concern here is not that she said she's not a 9/11 truther. Back when Beck did that to her, it was a sneak attack. We backed her up. We supported her. We did everything we could. And I even liked her more when she went on a bunch of TV stations, one of them ABC News out of Houston, that's coming up here in a moment. ABC 13 Houston News. And she said basically the same thing in speech after speech and in TV interview after TV interview. I've seen five of these. We have five of them. And we went to the TV station site today, not just a YouTube clip. We went and got the unedited clip. We're about to play it. And she said, hey, look, people have a right to question. I have questions how the towers fell, how that building fell. And I'm like, wow, this lady really sticks to her guns. Doesn't flip-flop under pressure. Then I start getting reports that she's doing interviews all over the place saying basically what she said on Davis's program. And I was getting emails from listeners saying, you got to look at this back over the weekend. And I just ignored it. I was too busy with other things. Oh, that's not true. She wouldn't do that. I'm not going to click on this link. And then my staff shows it to me. I listened to it and I got angry. And I know my listeners got really angry. 99% of the feedback we've gotten is people are even more angry than we are, saying she's New World Order and all this. Look, I don't agree with that. I think she's a good person. I think she's gotten some bad advice. But it doesn't matter. The way she enthusiastically agrees with Mark Davis and flip-flops from everything she'd previously said, will she do that on the Second Amendment issue? Will she? Politics does this to people. It's a rare person that's the same 30 years ago that they are today, like Ron Paul. And I knew people would spin it once I opened my mouth to say, oh, I'm mad that she's not a 9/11 truther. And some people even spun it and said, Alex is being Machiavellian. He's such a genius. He's doing this to distance her from 9/11 truthers to help her. We don't do Machiavellian things here. I don't sit here and make a bunch of calculations unless I'm trying to, say, get reporters into a press conference. Then, sure. But I don't sit here. No, I got angry and told you what was on my heart. Now, let's talk about the facts before I go to these clips. This is a victory, what happened in Texas, regardless, as I've been telling you for a month. When she was at 15 points, then 20, then 25. I knew the Beck thing would hurt her with mainline Republicans because it created the illusion that she was off the list, she couldn't win, she was discredited, and people who are weak-minded go along with that. It's like Howard Dean and his roar. Not that he was a good guy, but they use that. And it came out that Clear Channel did stage it and was coordinating with the Perry campaign and that they gave him all this money, and that's now been confirmed. And that they had fake postings out there from Deborah Medina, like she was saying radical bad things on the Dallas Morning News. They caught that and reported on it. So we knew a dirty tricks campaign was going on. We knew that. But then she went completely back on all that. And regardless, it's a victory that the people of Texas stood up, and this shows how angry people are, and that it's not just Democrats in Massachusetts that are in trouble with Scott Brown. Notice he's now voting with the Democrats in Congress. I told you that was going to happen. The guy authored, was partially an author. He co-sponsored the health care bill in Massachusetts that is the model for the Obama health care plan. So I was like, look, this sends a message of a real constitutional, in the fetter, libertarian, that we're not just going to go after Democrats. We're going to go after neocon, fake conservatives, rhinos, Republican in name only. And that's what's happening all over the country. And so that she made such a good showing and has made such a good showing that now people can learn from her mistakes in other states and can run for Congress and the state house and for the governorship and for mayor and for county commissioner. It doesn't matter whether it's the school board. This is the way to take our country and our government back, a big part of it, as G. Edward Griffin's talked about, the long view of history. Well, we can do this pretty quickly. We'll have some victories. We'll have some losses. But she was gaining 5 points a week. 2 weeks ago, she was at 25 points, about to eclipse Kay Bailey. And she would be online then to be able to get right up to par with Perry going into a runoff. And then if she continued to gain momentum, she would win. She would be the governor. And then the real dirty tricks would start. And a governor can't just wave a magic wand. But the point is, it'd be a great bully pulpit. So she's now in the three polls I saw at 20 points. And they said, oh, she didn't lose as much as we thought she would. The problem is it made her lose the momentum. She should have gained another 10 points on the growth curve she had in the last 2 weeks. So she really lost about 15 points. The 10 she would have gained and 5 she lost, 15. But she may still make it into the runoff. But everyone has had a victory in this regardless. But at the same time, we can't be like the Obama supporters when he said he'd get us out of the wars and wouldn't raise taxes on people making under $125,000 and wasn't going to be involved in banker bailouts and wasn't going to hire lobbyists and wasn't going to have signing statements and wasn't going to have torture and secret arrest and rendition. And he's expanded all that. And a lot of Democrats said, well, I don't care. At least he's my guy. I've invested in him. See, that's how the con game works. You invest in someone. You invest your time and energy. It's like George Bush or anybody. You invest in them, and then you feel like you're part of a tribe or a clan or a group. And so you can't go back now. And then there's this lesser of two evils thing. And, you know, I said, well, if you look at it from a lesser of two evils, I guess Perry's better than Kay Bailey Hutchinson. But I won't even vote if that's the case. Because it's a joke. I won't be involved in that. It's that idea of lesser of two evils that allows all this compromising, but they never compromise. We compromise. And so that's what's so disturbing about the Deborah Medina massive 180 flip-flop. And then her campaign, I had their Dallas campaign call me. I had the Austin folks, that Penny Langford, the head of her campaign, called and said, why is Alex mad at us? You know, what? Why am you don't know why? I mean, I'm here explaining it to you, but you can't even respond. And then I've gotten literally hundreds of emails from people that called their campaign saying, oh, there'll be a statement today. Well, we'll see if that happens. I mean, let's see a statement, because I want to know, am I going to be the bad man or anybody else that questions if she was to become governor and then flip-flopped on issues, if she'll do a 180 here? Is that what America's come to? Is that you're not supposed to hold people's feet to the fire on what they've said they're going to do? Might as well just pack it all up and just give in to the New World Order if that's the case. Now, let's play Mark Davis. Here it is.
So my assertion is it would have been over by now, would have been over in a day, if after the Beck thing you'd have said, boy, I'm sorry, I messed up. I should have identified this 9/11 truther movement as the despicable paranoid cult that they are. What a horrible, hateful belief to have in your head that 9/11 was an inside job. Why didn't you do that?
Yeah, I agree with you, Mark. You know, I laughed it off whenever he said I was a truther because I thought it was so absurd, and I should have just said, no, absolutely, I'm not a truther. I think it's abundantly clear I'm not a truther. You know, those things happen to us, and we pick up, say, should have done that better, mm-hmm. move on, and that's what we've done.
Then there's just one other thing that's left, because not being a truther is great. I'm thinking, of course you're not. But sometimes the wisdom is defined by knowing whom to praise and whom to, quite frankly, condemn.
Hit pause there.
Someone walking around with...
See, she grovels, she rolls over... And then he comes at her and says, you basically don't have the wisdom to be governor. That's what he's saying. So he's still attacked because he wants Rick Perry, who'll give him all the power plants and who will give him all the roads, lady. See, he's not your friend. This isn't like cozying up to somebody, you know, at the hospital where you work and being friends with him in the coffee room. This guy's a slick, evil operative. Listen to his slimy voice. Here he is going after her, and here she, it gets even worse. Listen.
The belief that America would do this to its own people, that President Bush and those around him would slaughter our own citizens in order to justify war, is a despicable thing to
Agreed.
Believe. And if that's it, you want to be on record as agreeing with that.
Agreed. Yeah. I was thinking in terms of a commission report, mm-hmm. not in terms of what, you know, individuals are out there doing. And
okay.
the commission.
Okay. So, and it goes on and on. The point here is that Ron Paul has said that the government wanted to stage a Gulf of Tonkin, and later it was declassified that Cheney was planning that 3 years ago to go to war, and they lied about WMDs to go to war. I mean, is everybody that knows they lied about WMDs, that's admitted? Are we despicable? I mean, are we despicable to talk about the declassified fact the Gulf of Tonkin was staged? Are we despicable to read Operation Northwoods? Or the new State Department memorandum that came out last week? Or the government wanted to stage terror attacks against our own embassies to blame it on Honduras? It's despicable. Now, this is what she said on Houston Channel ABC 13. Okay, this is unedited footage of her 2 days after Glenn Beck. Here it is.
I think had the question been, do you think Muslim terrorists flew planes into buildings in the United States, I would have said absolutely, I believe that.
Right.
Do you believe our government had anything to do with those terrorists flying? I would have said no, I don't think that they do. I think the question that I heard was, and you know, Glenn's someone who has really championed people questioning government and asking question government. Am I going to dissociate myself from people who question government? No. I think that's healthy. I think it's responsible. We ought to be holding officials accountable. We ought to be asking hard, tough questions. Mm-hmm. It's one of the things I've been critical of Governor Perry on, in particular in the Willingham case, where I said we can't be afraid of the evidence. People need to be asking those hard,
all right,
tough
hit
questions.
Pause. And then cue it up. This is a long, like 12-minute interview. Cue it up to where she then talks about how the buildings fell. You know, the issue here is she said that it's healthy, it's good, it's our right, that she will not disassociate herself from us. And I'm like, man, this lady's really great. But then she totally flip-flops and says, yes, I totally agree, it's despicable. I mean, you may think it's cute to have somebody pledge something to you and then totally flip-flop. And I've had a few emails I've gotten of the very few that agree with Medina on this. They say, look, let's just get her into office. You know, we've got to win. We've got to save Texas. How do you save Texas putting somebody in that if the wind blows against them, they roll over? How do you do that? I mean, all I've got is my morals. All I've got is that I don't compromise. Do you understand that? Finish the clip.
Okay.
But you're not, we're not parsing words here. Do you believe the government has some other involvement in what happened that day or in the lead up to it?
I don't believe they had anything in the lead up to it.
Okay.
I think the questions that I've heard asked are how those buildings fell.
Right.
And I'm not the engineer to know that, and I think those are good, relevant questions to ask. That's not saying our government was involved. I don't know that I think our government was involved. I think they're questions that need to be asked.
How much have you thought about that before today?
Not much.
Okay, so there you go. I mean, what she just said, according to her new definition, is despicable. It's despicable. I'm despicable. That Deborah Medina is despicable, according to the new Deborah Medina. So who's the real Deborah Medina? We'll see now. And it looks like her campaign so far just says, hey, you 9/11 truthers, we got your campaign money. Shut up.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Oh, it just gets worse by the minute. They just found video of her at a Glenn Beck 9/12 event, signing the 9/12 statement to bring us back to that moment of 9/12. We're ready to nuke everyone and go to war and give up our liberties. That's what it tries to reinvoke. It looks like political chameleon behavior. Oh, but that's what you do to win. No, that's not what people want. People want something like Ron Paul, where if he says it, he sticks with it. Your calls are coming up for the next 3 hours of the radio show. Everybody that's patiently holding, and I'm going to give each caller about 1 minute so we get to the next person, 1-800-259-9231.
It makes me sick having to do this, but it made me sick going on air on the morning of 9/11 and saying it was an inside job and they blew the buildings up. Because it's painful to go against the grain sometimes. But in the end, it's what's healthy and it's what's good. It was painful. I wasn't stupid. I knew that most of the radio stations I was on were going to turn me off. And sure enough, they did at the time. But see, I'm not here just to be on radio stations and be a big shot. I'm here to change history. I'm here to fight tyranny. Yeah, it sounded kooky 14 years ago to say they were secretly taking your baby's blood at birth. Yeah, it was unpopular when Obama had an 84% approval rating to come out and say it was all a fraud and a lie, but I knew who his advisors were and what he promised he was really going to do to the think tanks. Yeah, it was tough in 2002 to say that it was a lie about WMDs when polls showed over 80% of people believe the lie, but now I'm right again. And so that's just the way it is. I don't think people shouldn't vote for Deborah Medina, but if you want to do a lesser weevil, as they say in Master and Commander, go ahead. I just get a dirty feeling supporting something that is so duplicitous. So duplicitous. Now, if Deborah came out and said, look, some people advised me to do this because somebody's advised me to make this change. And but no, it's just this is the way it is. And this is what we're going to do. And I mean, they've got it queued up right now. Deborah Medina and Glenn Beck 912 Project. And they got it queued up to her right now. It's just I don't even want to play this. I don't even want to. I can't handle it. Groveling up to Glenn Beck when he sabotaged her. But, hey, if she thinks that's going to get her in the governor's mansion, and then we're going to get all this freedom in Texas. Really? This is a political test you've just seen. The first time she runs into any opposition, she turns against us. Oh, and she sure got a comment out within an hour of being on Beck, clarifying, but you know, you're not seeing that, are you? Though listeners say when they call, they pacify. Oh, don't worry. There's going to be a statement. Oh, no. We didn't mean that. Oh, everything's okay. Glenn Beck is going to save us. Yes, with his value-added tax, and he believes in global warming. Then I have Glenn Beck listeners send me emails going, I don't believe he said that. Where's your proof? Hey, lazy butt, go find all the video clips and news articles. USA Today, last weekend edition. It was on newsstands for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Got a spoon feed you everything here? I want your proof they're taking baby's blood. Well, get up off your butt. We've probably written 50 articles over the years and posted the actual documents. Probably done 200, 300 radio shows on it. I want the proof. I'm still getting emails. I want the proof they're taking the baby's blood and giving it to the Pentagon. Well, you don't know how to read yesterday's newspaper? Okay, The Statesman. I want the proof, Medina said that on that show. That's not her. I want the proof Obama's continuing torture. I want the proof he's doing signing statements. I want the proof you just don't like him because he's black. On and on and on. No, I just tell the truth. Get used to it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Hour number two. I have a ton of news, including the latest on the kamikaze attack in Austin. More and more evidence points towards inside job. We're going to get into the EPA to regulate CO2 regardless and how they're going to implement it. I've got just massive stacks of important news, but I want to take nothing but calls this hour because the calls are news. They take us in different directions, bring up different news items that I may have seen or not seen, wouldn't even have been planning to cover. It's very informative. Let's go to the Genesis phone lines first. Jake in Oklahoma, you're first up, sir.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on. First-time caller, but been listening to you for a long time, and definitely support you wholeheartedly. I'm also a very big supporter of 9/11 Truth and have been for a couple of years now. I want to tell you, I just recently called the campaign for Medina, and I got through to a volunteer, very hard to get through. But I called to discuss my, or express my disgust with her and just distrust now that she has flip-flopped on the 9/11 Truth or movement. And basically, you know, their response, and it was just a volunteer, but they suggested that the media has manipulated her words, but wouldn't say that it was Medina's, they wouldn't say that it was Medina's official position, because I tried to pin them down on that, but they asked, you know, have you considered that, you know, those aren't, you know, that's not exactly how, you know, it went down live or whatever. I said, well,
yeah, we've gotten emails like that saying, how dare you edit this? We haven't edited anything. Now I may have to write big official articles and detail it all. I mean, this is... There's a, what is it, 12-minute interview or 11.5-minute interview from KTRK TV Houston and a bunch of others, unedited, with her sitting there saying the towers fell in a funny way. I think, you know, it's great that people have questions. You know, it's good, it's healthy, and now it's despicable and occult. And oh, so now we're lying. See, it's all a big Alex Jones hoax. Oh, I see.
Or maybe she's suggesting Mark Davis has manipulated her tape. I don't know that they wouldn't.
She was live on there.
Yeah, I know it. And, but basically my idea is that she needs to come out and have a press release to completely clarify her true and a complete position on this 9/11 Truth deal and whether or not, you know, she agrees that individuals have a right to, you know, question the government or whatever.
Well, do you know what's going to happen if the, I mean, look, let's say she started getting up in the polls again. They don't want to give her the attention now. They've already done their dirty work. Okay. Doesn't look good. The point is that all they got to do is get all these TV news clips and speeches after the Glenn Beck thing where she defends 9/11 Truth and then cut it in with Mark Davis and they'll go look at her. She's two-faced. I mean, these are very politically astute people. Karl Rove is on the job.
And, you know, she said on the Mark Davis program that she was thinking in terms of a commission report but not the individuals out there asking questions. So that also... to me, is just...
She specifically says the individuals are despicable.
She said, well, you know, when I said to Glenn Beck that, you know, there's some questions that need to be asked, she was thinking in terms of a commission report, but not the individuals out there asking questions. And to me, that's just completely erroneous and a lie, you know, because before...
Well, I mean, wait a minute. Just a week and a half before that, after the Beck thing, she's saying, oh, this is very healthy. This is very good. This is... Yeah, the buildings fell very strange. Oh, so, I mean, is she saying that Deborah Medina is despicable? But maybe I'm not supposed to point this out. I'm just supposed to say, oh, yes, I give you my support no matter what. You know, like I'm an Obama supporter. Yes, oh, whatever you say.
I see a lot of people online saying that type of stuff. You know, hey, you know, she can't just come out and say she's a 9/11 truther. I don't, it's like you said, we don't care if she's a 9/11 truther, but if she supports an individual's right to question their government, and petition for a redress of grievances, then that's what we're looking for, you know, mainly.
Well, that's not even the main issue for me. It's that she says one thing to one audience, another to another audience. I mean, that's what we're trying to get away from here.
Exactly. So you have to stay away from the politicians like that, because like you said, they'll just blow with the wind. So, and we can't trust that at this juncture in our
nation.
Well,
it's a good lesson for other people running at the state level. Texas is only one battle.
And the fact that she got so much support and is getting so much support is a victory. And I don't think she's a bad person. I just think she's turning into a politician. And it's my right as a voter and a Texan to talk about it.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from Infowars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at Infowars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
8 minutes into hour number two, continuing with your phone calls. Let's go to Dan in California. Dan, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, sir.
Hi, I'm a big fan. I'm a little nervous. This is Dan from We Are Change East Bay, San Francisco, California. Well, I have one point and one question. Regarding the staged Geithner press conference, I don't know why your guys told the guards they were with InfoWars. I mean, they got, you know, you guys have a huge target on your back. What they should have done was just say, like, WXRK radio or whatever your call letters are.
Well, look, we don't lie. I mean, sometimes to infiltrate something, we'll associate ourselves with, say, an affiliate that we're actually on, so it's the truth. We did that at the RNC in 2004 using affiliates' credentials, but we actually got them from the affiliate. And look, it's a free country. It was advertised as a public press conference. And so they came up and questioned our guys and said no. But, I mean, maybe in hindsight we should have said we were with one of our affiliates. Go ahead.
Okay. No, I was just wondering if they actually did try. We heard the recording where he said InfoWars. Jason Berman said InfoWars. But I was wondering if the other guys who did get in, did they just give the call letters or what'd they do?
They didn't really question the other guys because
I had them go in waves, 30 minutes behind each other. They got there a little bit early. But anything else, sir?
Oh, yeah. No, I just had a quick question. Your operations seem to have an amazing effect, you know, in this war against tyranny. I was wondering, you know, you're in Texas. You don't have a whole lot of live guests. They're mostly telephone guests. Have you ever thought of relocating to Washington or New York where you could be right there at ground zero, you know, in the fight?
I'm a Texan. Number one, my family's here. They've been here since this was Mexico on both sides of my family. And, I mean, I'm not bragging, but everybody's into their, you know, their Texan-ness. You can't get any more Texan. And I'm just a Texan, and I love my state. I love Austin. Plus, I would have to have an operation probably half the size of this one because of the cost of a Washington, D.C., a New York, or even a Los Angeles. The cost is just for electrical power, for your rent space, all the state taxes that are involved. Instead of having 25 people total in our team, we'd end up having probably 10 or 12. So it's a money issue, too. I appreciate your call, Dan. Let's talk to Henry in Canada. Henry, you're on the air.
Oh, am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Hey, Alex Jones, man. You're awesome, man. They should totally make a movie about your life, man, and get Willie Nelson to direct it. All right?
What's that Keanu Reeves, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure? That's what you sound like.
I guess.
You're like totally radical, Hank 10, baby, yeah.
First off, Deborah Medina, 9/11 truther, non-controversy. Sarah Palin calls for a new investigation on tape. Get them. If Perry can have crack teams of internet first responders, so could we.
Well, we sent that information to Medina and said, all I said is what Sarah Palin said, and if she played the clip, that would have all been over. But again, I know nothing politically. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, my radio show, number one alternative media outlet in the world, fighting the New World Order. And it looks like they're getting their advice from a homeless person or something. I don't know. I appreciate your call. And I mean, I don't know what to say. Great. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Jack in New Mexico. Jack, you're on the air.
Alex, thank you for taking my call. You are a true inspiration. On Infowars.com, I read an article about the Arizona speed cameras inciting a mini revolt.
Absolutely.
Well, there is an analogous issue, which is a huge problem here and all across the country, which is known as car booting or tire clamping by private companies. That's when you park in a private lot, and if you don't see the toll box, some parking lot attendant, rather than warning you, hey, you didn't pay, they'll wait till you leave, and then they'll put the big metal thing on your car, and they won't release it till you give them like $50 to $100 in cash. No paper trail. Now, the issue here, as with the red light tickets, is that there's a lack of due process. It's an unlawful seizure of your property. And then, of course, the law shouldn't allow one person to punish another.
That's right. Literally hundreds of cases in federal and state court ruling the red light cameras are illegal because a private defense contractor company. I mean, take Texas. The company doing it in Texas, in Austin and Dallas and Houston, doesn't even have the license they're supposed to. And that was in the Dallas Morning News. It's just lawlessness. And it's also going to take the police out of business as these private systems are put in without due process. And you're absolutely right. And there is a revolt against the speed cameras. They're being bashed out. They're being spray painted. They're being stickered. They're having boxes put over them. And the people are sick of it.
And that's what happened to me was, as Thomas Jefferson said, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. I knew what this was, and I actually cut the boot off my car, and I've been fighting it in the courts ever since because I know my rights, and I'm fighting it back. In fact,
that's right. They put something on your property.
Exactly. And they demand cash, and they hold your vehicle. Well, these guys here.
It's a form of freebooting. It's a form of piracy.
Yeah, it has been criminalized and ruled as extortion and theft in Scotland, Seattle. It's a big problem there in Dallas. I know that for sure. I've talked to people in Dallas. I happen to have the largest collection of articles on the subject at fighttheboot.com. I want to thank you for addressing this and talking about it with me, Alex.
Thank you, Jack. Good to hear from you. Angelica in Tejas, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm calling from one of the border towns down here in Texas. And I'm kind of concerned because I don't know if there's like a possible false flag attempt being orchestrated here. Reason I'm saying is because I have an article here that says Plan of Action for Border Violence. And we've been hearing stories from the other side of how they're beefing up the federales up there, the Mexican army, and people are scared, and they're telling us, you know, whatever goes on, don't make any attempts to come over here yet. It's being whitewashed on local news and
yeah. Let me break it down. A year ago, Rick Perry, an internal memo came out that martial law has been quietly, covertly, clandestine. Declaration of martial law on the Texas border. Rocket attacks, houses burning, murders, police being killed, Mexican troops coming across, robbing sheriffs. I've had them on. We're 3 miles across the border. You know, they grab a truckload of drugs and the Mexican military comes across, puts guns to the police heads, the sheriff's department, and nothing's done. It's hardly even in the local papers versus the national. And so they have been moving troops down there. And I've got an LA Times, similar thing in California. They are searching citizens. The BATF's doing door-to-door knock and talks, asking if they can come in and see your legal guns. They're harassing citizens, but then leaving the illegals alone. Mexico in the last year, basically, and this has even been in mainstream news, has collapsed. The country is under martial law. It's total bedlam. I mean, what is it? Hundreds of murders a week. Absolutely, you are under martial law down there.
There's a pseudo cops here too, and it's being blamed on the cartels. If you go into cities like Alton, where it's more rural, you can see like these unmarked vehicles, and these people are wearing like black kind of ski masks. And you know, this is from firsthand accounts, but from peers at school that I know.
Yes, ma'am. It is total lawlessness, as you know. And my cousin went down to the border. He hadn't been down there since college. He went down to the Texas-Mexico border, and he went into some of the towns because my cousin grew up in Guatemala, so he speaks great Spanish. And he went down there with some of his Hispanic friends from Austin that wanted to visit family down there. And he said almost everything's boarded up on the Mexican side. There's hardly any tourism now in places like Brownsville and other places. I mean, is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, I mean, I saw there's a banner up, you know, in Spanish that says nothing has happened, nothing will happen, it's absolutely safe. But yet people that live in Reynosa are actually seeing the opposite. And, you know, the sheriff's department here and Customs and Border are saying, oh, it's unfortunate, but we're ready for anything and we'll do whatever we have to do if it comes down to this side.
Yeah, what they're talking about is Mexico completely collapsing and millions running north, and I appreciate your call. What's happened is, 6 years ago, the Pentagon began giving tens of billions a year. It's different every year. Obama last year proposed $140-something billion to, quote, fight the war on drugs. Now, what's happening is you've got a real war down there over the $500 billion of narcotics and other drugs that come across the Mexican border into the southwestern United States. And so you've got CIA-backed Los Zetas and others trained and the police trained, and they're fighting with other drug cartels, cowboys, that have become so powerful they're actually giving them a run for their money. So it's lawless warlordville, all because of the drug war. I don't like drugs. I mean, I know they're all basically bad one way or another because any of them can be abused. Marijuana, alcohol, you name it. But the point is, you must decriminalize them, or it will empower the criminal element over the years to where they become so powerful they take over your whole society. China fell to the British. The British shipped in drugs over 50 years, paid off all the officials in every city, took it over, broke it up in 12 pieces or 11 pieces. Drugs are being used to break down Mexico, to break down this country. Narco-terrorism. And The more you decriminalize, the less crime. The more you make it illegal, the more you enforce, the higher the price, the more money, the more crime. It's simple economics, supply and demand, the free market. And the establishment knows this, and that's why they desperately want to keep drugs illegal. That's why the Mexican government has now, so they won't collapse, tried to make small amounts of even cocaine and heroin legal, because their society is completely collapsing because of it.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Okay, let's go to our studio lines here. Wide open phones, huge news blitz of key info coming up in the next hour. Also open phones. Linda in Texas, thanks for holding her on the air.
Thank you, Alex. I agree with you about Deborah Medina. I think she's being driven by fear, and I've supported people like Cynthia McKinney and Dennis Kucinich and Ron Paul, who are not afraid to ask the questions. But on a more important issue in my neighborhood is the whole issue of fluoride, and I'm calling on behalf of Fluoride Free Austin. And tomorrow at City Council, two of us are going to be speaking on this issue of fluoride, which I know you've been fighting for decades, and you've been our inspiration to stop adding fluoride waste to our water. So I urge everybody in the Austin listening area to go down to City Hall tomorrow. Parking is free at First and Lavaca, and just stand with us in solidarity as we speak, going on over a year against the fluoride in our water. And while the media has been ignoring us, we've made a little bit of headway. And if we had 200 people show up, it would be a fluoride-free Austin tea party. And that's what we need. And
Linda,
we've made
Linda, tell folks what time it is.
The city council starts at noon. People should be there at about 11:45 because they start on time, and I'm the first one to speak. And
how can other people sign up to speak?
Well, go to our website, fluoridefreeaustin.com, and also go to your city council website. Look in your phone book.
And by the way, Linda, you're the lady we've had in studio before.
Yes, and we really appreciate Fluoride Free Austin wouldn't be here were it not for your inspiration, Alex.
Well, listen,
to show up.
Well, thank you for thanking me, but I'm just trying to get poison out of our water. You know, I think you ought to deliver to the city council all the news articles in the U.S. when they feed horses and cows and pigs fluoride water, they start dying. And in Australia, the kangaroos are dying when they give them fluoride water. I mean, this is such a joke that we can't even get this out of our water. And they take our baby's blood illegally at birth, and they're watching us with spy cams on our kids' computers, and they just admit it all. It's lawless, it's a joke, it's a toxic waste, it doesn't help our teeth. Get it out of the water. Linda, good to hear from you. Let's talk to Carolyn in Mass. Carolyn, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon,
Hi.
Alex. I'm the first-time caller.
Welcome.
I'm really excited about being on the show. I agree that Deborah Medina, I think that it's a situation where she either feels threatened, maybe someone's blackmailing her, because no one does a 180 unless like that, unless something's up. I don't think it's normal, especially someone intelligent like Deborah Medina.
Yeah, that's my point. It's not normal. I'm upset about it. And I want a response to it. You know, not that we're editing the tapes or baloney like that. I mean, I want a response, okay? She said what she said. She did what she did. And, you know, we need to be upset about this. We don't just sign on to a politician and then not get angry when they flip-flop. And this is a big flip-flop. And I'm upset. And everybody, I mean, literally 99% of the calls and emails are upset. Go ahead.
I think another reason why is because she did it with such a vengeance that it was like to make sure whoever it was that was threatening her could see that she unequivocally flip-flopped.
Well, I think the threat is she wants to win. I don't think she's being threatened. I mean, Glenn Beck came after her, set her up, and she did the right thing and stuck to her guns and then flip-flopped. And that's bad, because if she'll do it on that, she'll do it again. At least we need to hear from her and say, look, you know, admit she did a flip-flop and explain it or something. But no, we're just that little 9/11 truth group. You know, 84% of the country in the Angus and Reid New York Times poll. The lowest poll is 36%. You know, we're just 36% bare minimum. And, you know, we can just, you know, we ought to just shut up for the betterment and get her elected. We ought to just compromise. That's what we ought to do. Anything else?
Yes. When Geithner had that hearing with the Senate, the Congress.
Yes.
They should have arrested him on the spot. And I think that those that didn't arrest him on the spot, they had the power to do so. They should be charged with aiding and abetting for allowing him to get away with it.
Well, I appreciate your call. Let me be specific with the law. Who should be arrested via congressional warrant is Karl Rove. He was given a congressional subpoena. It's a felony to not go to that, and he just ignored it, and they set the precedent with that. What we need is grand juries at the state level to indict Geithner and others, and Paulson. And folks, I risk my life saying that. You understand that? That's why I'm in the gun sights of the New World Order. I mean, I'm telling you who the direct enemy is and that they're criminals. Okay, we're not playing patty cake here. I'm not risking my life with this radio show and my films and websites to compromise and patty cake people. Okay, not a game of patty cake. We're not in preschool. We're not 3 years old here, ladies and gentlemen. This is war against the New World Order, against a group of people that have sworn to set up a planetary police state and kill 80% of us at least. Okay? We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of the tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
As we've been trodding on the wine press much too long,
the Babylon system is the vampire.
Babylon system is the vampire,
sucking the blood,
sucking the children.
What's the government target? Children, women, defenseless people, the poor. All right, I'm going to keep going to your phone calls. Chris, Karen, Michael, Doug, Jonathan, Mark, D, Frank, Bob, Wade, Neil. And these are all great calls, but I've got to try to give you each a minute and a half max, because maybe a minute for you, a 30-second comment for myself, because we want to take your phone calls. And again, a ton of news coming up. But look, I got to play it. I mean, if you really want me to start proving my case with Medina, I can do it. I don't think she's a bad lady, but I think she's been naive. And that's going to be one of the problems, having people that aren't initiated to real politics to understand what's going on. That's why, you know, we're talking during the break. Well, how does she fix it? I think that's up to Deborah Medina. I don't know what she does. I mean, does she come out and clarify herself? I mean, with all that vitriol and enjoyment and relish, the way she agreed that we're a bunch of, you know, crazy cult members, dangerous, and then previous videos, oh, you know, what's the quote? We're healthy, we're good, the towers fell in a strange way, and then now it's this. I mean, she did it. She did it. And it's like, but we got to get Rick Perry. I mean, a lot of people fell for this. I love Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. You know, I love Mike Rivero. They got behind Obama. Well, Bush was so bad. And I'm going, yeah, but the same advisors and the same Chicago Business School and Harvard. And he's going to do the same thing. And we got to get past presidents and realize it's the banks. Yeah, but we've got to repudiate the Republicans. I'm not saying vote for McCain either. We have to admit that the system controls both candidates at the presidential level. And then now, a year later, it's, yeah, Alex, you were right. Can you imagine if Deborah Medina got in as governor and then started flip-flopping on guns, on the border, on 10th Amendment? I mean, if they created scandals or some concealed carry person killed her wife or something, and then they said, oh, what are you going to do, governor? They did this. Are you going to go ahead and restrict guns? I mean, you're going to get impeached if you don't. Or some Minuteman shot an illegal alien on the border. Are you going to pull the state guard off the border? What are you going to do, Medina? What are you going to do? Oh, okay, I will. See, that's why I like Ron Paul. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Again, if you say what you're for and stick with it, you're good. I mean, I don't really particularly like it that Rand Paul, running for Senate, has a good chance of winning, says, well, he might be for, you know, new wars with Iran or something. If they threaten us, it's all staged. But at least he says he wants to slash taxes, control the border, defend the Second Amendment. And I believe him because he's been the same from the start. Somebody doesn't have to be absolutely perfect as long as they're a lot better than the other candidates, as long as you know they're going to stick with what they're going to do. Now, I mean, that's a big difference from his dad, though. Peter Schiff's come out and said similar things about war. And, you know, I've been forced to criticize that. And he noticed some of the big Republican Party now are behind him and Rand. And I wish they were chips off the old block. So this isn't about her not being a full-bore 9/11 truther. It's about her changing what she said completely and then not responding. And then her campaign calling up people in the Austin campaign, Penny Langford, and saying, well, why is Alex mad at us? And then, you know, making up reasons they think I'm mad at him. I'm mad for what she said. Got it? But no, you won't address that. You won't. Well, maybe they will, but they haven't so far. See, we are about being steadfast here. Okay, let's start going. Well, before I do that, here is Deborah Medina at Glenn Beck's 9/12 Project, swearing allegiance to Glenn Beck's 12 things. To launch all these new wars and to reinvoke the feeling of the day after 9/11 when people were all under mind control. Oh, yes, that's just wonderful. And notice she did this in November 4th of last year. This just surfaced a week ago on the Internet, February 18th. It's only got 555 views. The video is called Deborah Medina and Glenn Beck's 9/12 Project Contract. And she swore allegiance to Glenn Beck, and then he slit her throat on the air. Let's go ahead and play that.
I'll go ahead and read it. I, Deborah Medina, pledge my sacred honor to representing my constituents by upholding these principles and values. 9 principles are: America is good. I believe in God. He is the center of my life. I must always try to be a more honest person than I was yesterday. The family is sacred. My spouse and I are the ultimate authority, not the government. If you break the law, you pay the penalty. Justice is blind and no one is above it. I have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but there is no guarantee of equal results. I work hard for what I have, and I will share it with who I want to. Government cannot force me to be charitable. It is not un-American for me to disagree with authority or to share my personal opinion. The government works for the people. The people do not answer to the government. The government answers to the people. And the 12 values are honesty, reverence, hope, thrift, humility, charity, sincerity, moderation, hard work, courage, personal responsibility, and gratitude. Deborah, go ahead.
Again, all of that sounded reasonable. Glenn Beck, oh, that sounds wonderful, everything. Kind of like the UN Declaration on Human Rights, 31 articles, until you get to the 30th article, and it says you have none of these rights, and the UN says so. See, Beck puts out all this great-sounding stuff, and then he adds, but the Patriot Act's good, and torture's good, and wars are good, and value-added tax is good, and global warming's real. That's what Beck does. It's a bait and switch. Different things for different audiences. For his TV audience, global warming's a fraud. For USA Today, it's real. We've got to do something now. In the same week, he says this. But it doesn't matter she went and pledged to that. Doesn't matter. Look what Glenn Beck did. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex, you mentioned a couple days ago, you noted that you're on the 50,000-watt KLRG in Arkansas, and I want to let you know that that's part of the same network that's also carrying you here in Florida, 1340 AM in Clearwater, WTAN, and 1350 Dade City, carrying you from 1 to 2 p.m. Central. So I want to encourage people to ask them if they could ask the WTAN network to carry all of your hours. I want to ask you, have you heard about, I know you've heard about air ionizers, have you heard about water ionizers?
Yes.
And I wanted to ask you, have you heard of or seen the Kangen water ionizer? Have you tried any water from that? Because I'm just astounded by it, and I think it's great for deactivating all the industrial slag that's being added under the name of fluoride.
Listen, Chris, I appreciate your call. I don't have time to research all these different products. I know that they have ozonators and other systems, oxygenators, that do kill a lot of pathogens and do detoxify some things. But something like fluoride, nothing gets rid of it unless you filter it. And it's very hard to filter that because it's one of the smallest particles out there. Let's talk to Chris in Louisiana. Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? I love your show. I've been listening about 4 months now. That I first saw your video on YouTube, Follow Republic, and been listening to you ever since.
God bless you.
I got two things. First, Lindsey Williams had put out a DVD series last month and also in October. And in October, he talked about bank closures, a number of bank closures, and also that the banks hold on to your money. And we I'll see those.
Yeah, there's been bank closures every day for 2 years. Yeah.
And then also that his last DVD he brought out, he said that inflation, we're supposed to see inflation about 30 to 50% this year. Is also the health care bill. He said the health care bill is going to be a possible gun confiscation in there. I just want to get your take on that and see that if you're going to have Lindsey on back on the show anytime soon.
Sure, we'll get him back on. I appreciate your call. There's been a lot of rumors about indifferent legislation and IRS tax on guns that was introduced by Bob Dole. What was it, almost 20 years ago? It has not been reintroduced. In the health care bill, it just reaffirms what's already being done through the American Medical Association under federal pressure. The pediatrician gets your kid behind closed doors and asks, are there guns out in the house? Then they call CPS on you, even though your three-year-old may go, yeah, there are guns. You know, their brother's toy gun. So that's going on. And, yeah, that is in the health care bill. Lots of demonization of the Second Amendment. Come on in, Jaron. You got something? Oh, thanks. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Karen in Oregon. Karen, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. At taxfree15.com, we think that the very best solution for all of this is a national strike and an economic boycott.
Have I heard you call into a lot of other shows? Because I'm getting a lot of emails, and I think I've heard your voice or other ladies in the last few months, and I want to say great job, really pushing that we have a national strike every 15th day of the month to send a message to the bankers. We don't want to pay all this tax money to them.
It is me, and actually, though, the strike that we're talking about now has been endorsed by Mike Rivero, by Big John Lipscomb, by Pastor Butch, Joyce Riley, Joe Bannister, Tom Crier, Rick Adams. What we're trying to do, Alex, and thank you very much for the time, because your audience is huge, and this is about unity. It's about reaching out to every single individual in this country and even internationally, because we've all been raped and pillaged by this huge
government gone wild push for globalization. And so instead of trying in individual groups around the country, this is something to unite us all to come together in April 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th is don't buy, don't comply, ask why. It's at taxfree15.com, and we think that it will send a very powerful message economically to those at the top, and there are ways that everyone can participate. And then on Monday, something that hasn't gotten very much publicity is Continental Congress and the Articles of Freedom, which are totally about restoring our individual sovereignty and our state sovereignty. Those are being signed, and they will be presented on the 19th at the state capitals all across the country.
Well, let's do this. I think last Friday they were showing me your name and an email to get you on, and I told the guys work on getting you on for a couple segments later in the week. I appreciate your call, Karen, and glad you're out there taking action. And, you know, none of this is a silver bullet, but resistance is victory, and everybody getting involved overall will defeat these people. So great job with what you're doing, Karen. Let's talk to Michael in Texas. Michael, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to begin by saying that I've been a supporter of yours for well over a decade, both financially and physically, in the field of battle, even to the point of being an advertiser on your show. I feel like I've earned the right to at least have a minute to make.
Yeah, you called yesterday, didn't you, and plugged your hydroponic store?
That's correct.
Now, I think I recognize your voice. Just go ahead, sir. We're going through calls quick.
We support you. We know that you and your amazing staff are the biggest gun and weapon that we have in this war. We both agree that it's a war, and we both agree that it's about morals and principles. My point is that as I was loading signs into my truck yesterday and heard this broadcast yesterday, I was floored to hear this gun turned on Deborah Medina.
No, she turned a gun on us. She turned a gun. We're despicable. We're a dangerous cult. We're bad. That's what happened. And somebody slaps me upside the head, I stand up against it. Get that straight.
I share your frustration, and I understand where you're coming from on that. But you live in a few $100,000, very nice glass house that we, the listeners, and your amazing staff have helped you to live in. And you are certainly in no position to be throwing stones, especially at this point in the game, at Deborah Medina, when you yourself have compromised your own principles.
No, I appreciate your call. Yeah, people make up a lot of stuff about me, and I'm not even going to sit there and hear whatever the made-up baloney is, okay? So enjoy yourself, sir. Enjoy yourself. Deborah Medina has chosen to roll over to the neocons, and you're not focusing in on what's happening there. I never said I was perfect, okay? I never said that. What I'm saying is you don't even get it, Michael. You don't even understand. You don't even hear what I'm saying. Okay? You make a commitment to something. You go out and spend time and energy in it. And then you don't want to get upset when it starts getting betrayed. So, no, I didn't get conned, Michael says. Alex, you're not in a position. I'm not in a position. I'm a Texan. I'm a voter. I can say something upsets me. Okay? You don't understand that. Let's talk to Douglas in Louisiana. Douglas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Doug. We may have lost that.
Deborah Medina, as well as spit in our face with that last comment she made with the last host on that program, I believe she committed political suicide intentionally. She threw the towel in because I believe, like that other lady said, that she was made an offer she couldn't refuse. I think she was told Rick Perry is going to be the governor, and you'll be alive, or Rick Perry will be the governor, or you'll be dead. And she had to make the choice. And I think she got in the ring with the big guys, and she didn't have what it took to get to follow it through. So that's my saying on it.
Well, I don't like to speculate, but I'll tell you this. People get under a lot of pressure when we can, you know, give them a partial pass on that. And I've said we need to see a response on this. But I don't want to speculate along those lines. I know this.
We know that Ross Perot was threatened and his family was threatened in the presidency. Remember that? You remember that, Doug?
That's right. That's right.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I just know that she was very well spoken. I believed when I listened to her, she was able to speak on the state's rights issue as better than anyone. She made me inspired as much as Ron Paul did. And when she stood up to Beck, she said the right thing. This time with this guy, she could have said the very same thing. Everybody has a right to their opinion, and that would have asserted herself. She was very well able to assert herself. She didn't do it this time, which just shows me she did that on purpose. She knew when she went into the interview what he was going to do, and he led her down that path. She agreed to his opinion. She didn't even have an opinion. He had her agreeing to his opinion of the other truther's opinion. So what is that?
Well, all I know is I'm despicable now. And I don't know why she'd come into a studio and accept the support of a despicable person. But again, I guess I should just say, yes, I'm despicable. I grovel to you. I'll slit my wrist for you. Anything you want. You are God. I'm not allowed to have my morals or my stands. I'm evil. I'm bad. Oh, my God, I'm despicable.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, coming up in the next hour, I've got key news on the economy. A kamikaze attack in Austin, the police state, the government moving in to take over our businesses and industry with the carbon tax, even if the Congress won't pass it. So you're welcome to keep calling in about Deborah Medina. I know a lot of you are upset by it, but I will just say this. She did what she did, and I morally had to say something about it. I'm not here to be used. And our listeners are a lot more angry about it than I am, and we need to see a statement out of her on this. She did it. It's like Obama supporters. I get literally thousands of their emails the last year and a half since he was campaigning and then got in the last 14 months saying, you don't like him, you're a racist, you're bad. I'm like, no, I'm against all these wars, torture. Again, I'm allowed to have my opinion. You can have yours. Go out and vote for Deborah Medina, okay? We helped launch her with this audience, got her on the radar, got her a lot of money. What do I get for that? I get told I'm despicable. And then I go, man, that hurts my feelings. And then people that have signed on psychologically are like, no, you are not allowed. No, I have my First Amendment and nobody's taking it away, okay? Period. Period. And 99% of our listeners agree. But I wouldn't care if 99% disagreed. Let me tell you something. 3 days after 9/11, I went down to do my Access TV show. There was a bunch of other Patriot shows. And two of the show producers ran out and cussed at me in the hallway and screamed at me and said, you were wrong. And then a year later, they were doing 9/11 truth shows, but never apologized to me. Okay? I'm here to tell the truth, okay? And I haven't compromised, ever, in any way. What, you want to make something up? Here, make up a new conspiracy theory about me. I don't care what people say about me. Have you figured that out? There's been, what, like 30, 40 or more international newspapers, Time Magazine, Newsweek, New York Times, Financial Times of London, London Guardian, on and on and on, attacking me savagely 24/7. They got their guns on me. I love it. Blast away. Blast away. And all the disinfo can blast away. I love it. Because listeners are going to come here, and they're going to come to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They're going to find out what we really are. People that produce the best films on the New World Order, period. That have the best websites exposing the New World Order, period. The best, most informative, with the most informative guest and best produced radio slash TV show, period, by every barometer. And that doesn't mean we're doing a great job. We want to improve. All I've got is my integrity. And that's why the system always tries to attack it with lies. So make up some more. Knock yourself out. Go crazy. Go wild. In the end, the truth stands. We've done 2 hours of radio here, and I haven't plugged any books or videos. If you do believe in what we're doing, if you do believe the stand we've made, if you do believe in the fact that we have real integrity, and you want tools to wake people up, get Shadow Government, get Fall of the Republic, get Jesse Ventura's new book. It's about to ship. And get a free video with the book, and the book's discounted. Hardcover, $19.95, and a film, $44.95, value, $19.95. We literally make like $9 on this. Book costs us like $9. Video and production and making it a couple bucks. I don't know, like $8. That's how you fund this operation. Infowars.com, the online video bookstore, the t-shirts. You know you're good. You know you're a patriot out there listening. Wear the shirts. Meet like-minded people. Go to city council. You wear a Don't Tread on Me shirt, you're going to find like-minded people. In a bar, on the street, at church, it doesn't matter. Infowars.com. See it as a donation. Or you want to send us donations. We want to expand. We want to grow. We're running into a lot of expenses with the TV studio. 6 months fighting with the city, making us add firewalls, all the stuff the studio is being built right now. It drives me crazy. Infowars.com. Buy the books and videos. Make copies of the films. Wake people up at the grassroots. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 8 minutes, by the way. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation
is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Big news blitz coming up in T-minus 20 minutes. EPA prepares to take the lead on regulating CO2, even if Congress won't pass a law. American just declared that recovery over, so you better get ready for the double dip. DHS may scrap Border Patrol project. And we're going to look at how, where we do have real security threats, they're actually cutting the security while harassing citizens. More on DNA taken from all U.S. newborns at birth for 37 years, sent to the Pentagon for secret genome projects. That's now mainstream news. We're also going to get into the UN, U.S. government, other governments building moats and fortresses and new buildings they build. The government's going into a fortress mentality. PA abortion doctor's license suspended after raid. All these fetuses and blood everywhere, all dirty, just bizarre. That's just some of what is coming up today. But let's continue right now with your phone calls. Let's go to the Genesis phone system. Dee in Minnesota. You're on the air, Dee.
Hi, Alex. I talked to you 6 months ago. Still doing research. I read your thing about the swine vaccine, swine flu.
Yes.
And it was true, and I didn't get it. And I didn't allow my kids to get it either. I had a nurse come up to me and ask me if I got my daughter vaccinated. I was in a grocery store. And she said, well, they're giving away free vaccines. And I'm like, did you read the label? She goes, yeah. And I'm like, and you want me to put that stuff in her? And she's all like, well, you got to weigh the lesser of two evils. And I went, well, I did.
Well, the U.S. government 2 weeks ago admitted that the swine flu vaccine didn't even protect you from the H1N1, that it was literally a hoax. It's the whole thing was a hoax.
A couple other questions, too. About this taking blood from babies at birth, they took my Nadia's. How do I find that out?
If they were born in a hospital and they're younger than 37 years old, they took their blood.
Wonderful. And who did they... Is there action I can take? Because I don't want her.
Actually, Minnesota was the first state that had a bunch of lawsuits in it. I had the lady on that filed the suits 3 years ago. I forget her name, but just search engine the term Minnesota parents sue over illegal blood samples, and you'll find the names of all the lawyers.
I want to join that suit. I have no desire to have my Nadia's blood in some Pentagon database for bioweapons and all the rest of it.
Well, it's worse than that. They give it to whoever wants it in Big Pharma. They get the blood sample and also patent it so that if your child in the future wants a genetic treatment, which is becoming widespread and common, that they then can't have access to it without paying a huge premium. And federal courts have ruled you don't own your own blood. They take it secretly, illegally, and then they say they own it. They own your body. You can't make this type of stuff up. Let's talk to Frank in North Carolina. You're on the air, Frank.
Yeah, Alex, I appreciate you taking my call. I wanted to make a point that I don't ever hear anybody talking about. Now, most of the people out there I see criticizing you themselves would be raving lunatics if they had to put up with all the never-ending attacks that you have to endure questioning. I mean, everything, your sanity, your motives, your patriotism, your character. Most of those people I see that I have these debates with on the Internet and whatnot, they would be raving lunatics. They wouldn't be able to handle
I love it. I don't care. The worst thing is all the lies. They just make up one new ridiculous thing after another. And It doesn't matter, because when you're telling the truth, you're going to be attacked. What did Jesus say? They will persecute you. When you're telling the truth, when you're standing up for what's right. Look, it's an old World War II saying. When you're over the target, you're going to get the flak. Okay, well, who is in the flak cloud? Who's getting blasted from every angle? Anything else, Frank?
Yeah, on this Medina issue, I definitely have to take away, I have to disavow any support I had for her.
Well, I'll tell you what, stay there, because some stations only carry the last second half of the show. People won't know what you're talking about. I'll briefly recap it and then let you have your final say on that. News Blitz coming up, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons.
UE.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons.
UE.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The entire police state control grid being set up across the world by multinational corporations that control the United Nations, the U.S., England, Europe, is being set up for patriots, for libertarians, conservatives, gun owners, returning veterans. That's in the Homeland Security reports that we got from law enforcement sources and broke last year. But I want to go over some articles coming up in this news blitz where even the Border Patrol is being used on citizens, not the illegals, and tie that in with the 800-plus sanctuary cities to illustrate this for people and how even the supposed smart fence was never built by Bush. They built 50-something miles of it on the 2,300-mile border, and it was all for show, and ABC News reported illegal aliens were hired by Homeland Security to build the fence. The Associated Press reported that when they do bust illegals, ICE takes them from Homeland Security and gives them green cards and gives them jobs in the government. I mean, look, the government wants the illegals here. And what this illustrates, among a lot of things, is that the government could care less about real security and that they only tell us they're setting up this police state to keep us safe from men in caves and Central Asia and the Middle East and from illegals, and that it's all selectively enforced and completely rogue and criminal. So that's coming up amongst other important news today. Now, look, I spontaneously yesterday got really mad at Deborah Medina, who we've supported. I'm tired of being betrayed by politicians. I don't think she's an evil or bad person. But for those that don't know, she's running for governor in Texas. Why is this important nationwide? Because her strong showing is getting other people to file to run for governor and state house and mayor and county commissioner all over the country. You got 30, almost 40 states now. What is it, 37, 38, moving to declare 9th and 10th Amendment. Very exciting things happening all over the country to block the unconstitutional activities of the federal government. So that's the very good news on that front. But to have her go on Glenn Beck and say, well, I'm not a 9/11 truther, but other people have a right to speak out. And then she gave a bunch of TV interviews on Houston and Dallas TV. We played clips of that here, where she said that I think it's, what's the quote? Very healthy and good that people are questioning, and that the towers did fall strangely, how the buildings fell. And I was like, man, this lady really does stick to her guns. She's great. Then I hear the audio of her on a radio show a few days ago. Mark Davis in Dallas, it's a big show, a lot of listeners, fills in for Rush Limbaugh. He says, we're despicable, we're a cult, we're bad, we're evil, we're horrible. And she says, I agree, absolutely, they're terrible. And I get mad about it and say, she better explain herself, and you notice that hasn't happened. Okay, instead we've gotten hundreds of calls and emails. It's the same thing from listeners, that their people tell them, oh, well, we're going to clarify, and she didn't say exactly that, and it's taken out of context. No, it's not. And so it's getting worse by the minute. Now, this is a national, international show. People listening in Canada, Germany, you know, Russia, Brazil. And so it's wide open phones today. You can call in about whatever you want. And I think we've probably had 10 callers or so on Medina. One of them disagreed with me. The other people agreed. And as soon as we put the guy on hold, because they weren't sure I was going back to him, he got real mad off air and was saying, shill, shill, shill. Yeah, I'm a shill. Sure. I'm an Easter bunny, too, and a Chinese jet pilot from Pluto. I'm the king of planet Pop-Tart. No. Deborah Medina did what she did, throwing us under the bus, and I'm not going to play politics and roll over to that. I want to hear, is she going to roll over on every other issue? That's what we want to hear, okay? We were her biggest support. That is 9/11 truthers. I mean, again, the lowest national polls, 36%, the highest scientific poll, 84%, Angus and Reid, New York Times. I mean, we're not despicable people, okay? I was called despicable. You were called despicable. I want that clarified. And if there's a cult following, a few people out there that, you know, don't like that, so what? Go listen to Glenn Beck. Go listen to Rush Limbaugh. Go support Barack Obama. We're not trying to win popularity contests. If I was doing that, I would have done like a lot of Republican and other talk show hosts and supported Obama early on. Pat Robertson said he's of God. Socialism is good. He is unstoppable. Pull up Pat Robertson for later. Pat Robertson says Obama invincible, or Obama's agenda of God. Watson wrote an article about it. I mean, it's a really disgusting video. I remember when Pat Robertson in 2000, and I was on a lot of Christian stations like the show, Christian news stations, and a bunch of them got mad. He was on CNN and said, we've got to have stronger Planned Parenthood and more abortion in China. And I said, my God, that's horrible from the supposed pro-life, you know, kingpin, except for maybe Dr. Dobson, maybe bigger when it comes to pro-life. I said, that's horrible. A bunch of them got mad. I said, good, get mad. I mean, he said it. He's the one that said it. He's the one that did it. Not out of context on Wolf Blitzer. Okay? Glenn Beck's running around saying global warming's real all of a sudden. So is Sarah Palin, right as it's crashing and burning. I'm not the one saying that. I have to call these people out, okay? That's what I do. I call myself out when I've made mistakes, but this isn't them saying we made a mistake. This is, hey, and we got a bunch of emails, and you heard a call earlier on air going, well, they're saying this is edited video or edited audio. Yeah. Well, that I'd like to see that officially said. That is outrageous if that is the case. In fact, we need to just go ahead and make a data page on Medina. I mean, here's the ABC. Give me a document cam shot on this for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. ABC13.com. In fact, pull up the actual video page on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Pull it up. I mean, I know you guys already captured the video, but have a Jaron that found the original clip this morning from their site. Get that IM over and pull it up on screen. We'll play this for you. We won't have time to go to calls and cover news, but I can play the whole 11-minute clip. We can just play the whole thing for you. It's unedited. You know, it's healthy. It's good. The towers fell suspiciously. Week and a half later, we're despicable. And I'm like, well, what is this? What is this double talk? Don't you ask questions? No. All right, going back to who was I talking to last? Frank in North Carolina. Frank, finish up your point.
Yeah, you know, a lot of your critics, they criticize us as being these mind-numbed robots, like, you know, Rush Limbaugh listeners or whatnot. But yet, when we think for ourselves, you didn't tell me what to think on this. As soon as I heard that clip, I smelled a red flag. I mean, something didn't seem right about it. But I
Well, that's a COINTELPRO talking point. We've actually seen CENTCOM operators from CENTCOM IPs say that, oh, you're just an Alex Jones drone, because they're really worried about what we do here. Go ahead.
I understand that politicians have to compromise in an environment like we're in right now. I mean, you know, speaking the truth is a revolutionary act. I understand that. But she handled that wrongly. She certainly could have handled that better. I don't trust her. I cannot trust her after that. I disavow any support I had for her. I'm a liberty-loving American who believes, you know, in the ideals of this country. I'm a veteran. I'm a conservative, always have been, and I'm a 9/11 truther, and I'm proud of it. I voted for Ron Paul in the primary. He's not my favorite guy in the world, to be honest with you. I don't agree with you on everything, but you know what? Something's not right about that. And also, I just want to say,
Frank, I mean, it's not that we'd even disagree with her. It's that it's a total 180. And that's the big concern here. And what, if she does other 180s, we're not supposed to criticize her or be concerned?
Exactly. Do you remember the pilot, Chesley B. Sully Sullenberger, who heroically crashed the plane into the water? I think it was the Hudson River, wasn't it?
Say it again.
The pilot, the supposedly heroic pilot, and he may well be, his name was Sullenberger. He's the
yes.
one, I think. Yeah. Well, I wanted to bring this up on your radar. I know you don't have time to look into it, but maybe someone else can. He is going around the neocon talk show circuit now, promoting full body scanners, and he says everything that can be done should be done. And all this, and they're making a big hero out of him. Apparently, he's quit his pilot career, and he's going around making these speeches and everything. And I don't know if he was necessarily a bad person to begin with, the neocon, but they've gotten a hold of him, and they're using him to promote all this stuff. And it's very diabolical to listen to the questions. And he answers just the way they want him to.
Naked body scanners, taking our baby's blood at birth without warrants secretly, video cams in the computers watching everybody. This is the issue. This is the threat. This is the New World Order. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Bob in Texas. Bob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones, it is a pleasure. This is Bob with the Funk Master 5 channel on YouTube. I was able to get through to Glenn Beck's show this morning and confront him about supporting Sarah Palin, even though she supported a new investigation in 2008. I was able to get the question out on his show, and it's probably one of my best calls yet. He acts like a complete idiot.
Is it up on YouTube yet?
I'm working on the video right now. I should have it later today, tomorrow.
Now, that is sensational. So what did he say when you pointed out that Palin was more of a 9/11 truther than Medina?
Well, he interrupted me like he usually does, and then he went on to say that he supports people asking more questions, and then he started making some sound effects because I kept talking. He tried to voice me over. I was trying to tell people to YouTube search Palin 9/11, but he cut me off there. I was able to squeeze a little bit out, but him and his guys just went on for about five more minutes after they hung up on me about it. So it's a little bit of stuff to work on, but I should be able to have the video up by tomorrow morning at the latest.
Well, we'll play clips of it tomorrow then. I appreciate your call. Funkmaster 5 has a great YouTube channel, and he calls into big syndicated shows, talks to millions of people, and then points out how ridiculously deceptive they are. And again, I tried my best, when she was sticking to her guns, to put that video out. We first reported it a year and a half ago that Sarah Palin had called for more 9/11 truth than Deborah Medina had, to point out the hypocrisy of it, just working tirelessly to the bone, telling my listeners, send her money. But now I am not allowed to have an opinion. I am to sit down and shut up because I'm despicable. I'm a despicable 9/11 truther. I am trash.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No, the answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com, your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks. And sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like TheStreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at GetCramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if you can read, you can read my mind. My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word VALUE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word VALUE.
Everybody knows
are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows.
You know, we get calls every day about that Kramer ad that runs. Genesis has its radio ads. I have a few ads an hour. You hear my ads. And I'm going to have to talk to Ted because I never get involved in what advertising they run. I know they have ad agencies that come to them. And what's Ted supposed to do? They want to run an ad for Kramer's newsletter. You know, that's Ted's issue. No, I don't work with Kramer. That's the new conspiracy theory going on out there. I wouldn't take an ad from Kramer. I don't think we've been because I don't think what he does is moral. I don't like him. He's a globalist. I mean, I was criticizing him 2 weeks ago, talking about how the New World Order's good. The issue is this radio network has a lot of listeners, millions. And so, you know, Ted Anderson has salesmen up there that take ads. And, you know, they say no to ads for bongs and adult bookstores and sexual aids. I know they turn down Viagra ads. Everybody else takes them. I mean, we have this super high standard here at my office, and I think Ted's got a pretty high standard, but I've already addressed the Kramer thing repeatedly, and I can't just continue to address it. I'm not putting body scanners in the airports to naked body scan your family. I'm not sending the IRS after you with liens to take your property. I'm not secretly taking your baby's blood at birth. I'm not putting spy cams in the laptops and giving them to your kids. I'm fighting all of that. I can be responsible for me, not other Genesis talk show hosts, too. That's another thing they do, because he's got mainly libertarian and conservative hosts, got a few liberal hosts. People say, what are you doing with this? I can barely run my own life, okay? I can barely sit here, and that's what the whole system's about in this country, is turning it around about anybody that's criticizing the system, okay? Geithner doesn't even pay his taxes, ladies and gentlemen. That's the enemy. That's the problem. That's what has to be dealt with, okay? And that's what we're focusing on, but it is driving me up the wall. Just his voice is enough to drive me up the wall. But it's kind of cool in a way that if you look at it from that perspective, though, that Ted is using their New World Order money against him. I also get these emails going, why did Ted Anderson run ads for your Fall of the Republic on Rush Limbaugh? What, we're not supposed to? I mean, if Rush Limbaugh wanted to have me on his show, should I go on his show? I didn't have the money to run those ads. Ted tried it out, really didn't make his money back. You don't hear those ads anymore. He runs them on some smaller networks, and on XM, he is getting a good response there, of all places. I mean, I would go on Nightline. I would go on CNN. What matters is what I say. At the end of the day, it's what I say. That's what I should be judged by. What I say, what I do. Okay, it's that simple. And I salute Ted for taking the gamble to run those expensive ads, and didn't really break even, came close, so he's not doing them right now, as I'm sure a lot of people noticed. I wish it would have been successful to Ted. His margin of profit was so small, I sold him the DVDs at almost nothing because the advertising was so much and I wanted to get them out. You know, I make the films, I make the DVDs, Fall of the Republic cost close to $200,000, Obama Deception $100,000, Endgame over $100,000, Terror Storm about $100,000, Truth Rising about $100,000. And then I say, buy the DVDs if you want to support us. And the trolls say, no, you're not allowed to sell your own films. That's bad. And I'm the only person I know of. I pioneered this. A few people, I think, have imitated it, saying, make copies of my film. Get it. Give it to everybody. Because my mission is to get the word out. Obviously, I also want to be comfortable, be able to take care of myself and be strong enough to defend myself if, God forbid, we ever have a lawsuit or anything like that. Again, but I can't spend all day because my crew was saying, there's the Kramer thing again. Oh, we hate it. And I'm like, I know. But, you know, most other talk shows wouldn't even say anything about it. I would think criticizing it would be enough to get it off my show. But I've been so busy, I haven't called Ted in the last month it's been running. I need to call him. In fact, I'll just do it live right now here on air. I'll call Ted right now. Hopefully I dialed that right. Sitting here calling Ted, I'm going to ask him about it. Have a little bit of fun here, ladies and gentlemen. Jaron is laughing in there. I dialed it wrong. I knew I felt like I hit a button wrong. All right, we're going to break here. Let me see. Anyways, the point is, when I come back, I'm going to news blitz and try to get us focused on issue-oriented things instead of chasing our tails, because I've got all these giant stacks. I saw a Washington Times article today. Hey, Ted, I keep getting a lot of calls about that crank. Hey, Ted, can you hear me? You can't hear me, Ted. Do you guys have this phone line directed into here? Because Ted can't hear me. Oh, whatever. Figure it out. First, I couldn't dial the phone. Then he couldn't even hear me. It just goes on and on, ladies and gentlemen. But I thought I printed that article, but I don't see it. Washington Times did a fair article looking at the collapse of the towers. But I guess according to certain people in Texas, that's despicable.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from Infowars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at Infowars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here's what's going to happen. We're going to go through a ton of news and continue with your calls in the next hour. For the 20-something people on hold, if you want to hang up, you can, or you can call back. I'm going to open the phones up again in the next hour at 1-800-259-9231 or 888-201-2244. I've got this Washington Times article, Inside the Beltwave. It says, Jennifer Harper, explosive news. And 1,000 architects and engineers earlier in the week, Richard Gage leading them, had an international simulcast from different areas of the world all into this big conference. Australia, England, Germany. There's German, former German defense ministers, number two in the Japanese government. All of these people coming out saying it looks like inside job. And that's why the system keeps attacking 9/11 truth, because the public is learning that we were lied to about 9/11. And it's coming out, the underwear bombing situation was staged. And I got a big stack. Like, where's my file? Big developments on the Joe Stack kamikaze attack, looking more and more like a stage deal as well on that front, and that's coming up. But we're going to cover that in a moment. I did get a hold of Ted. He'd been out of town. He's actually back in the office. So he's going to be in studio with us in just a minute. He's getting in there right now at the Genesis studios up in Minneapolis, St. Paul area. I guess they're in Burnsville, to be precise. But since I said I would play this Pat Robertson clip, where he was saying Obama is unstoppable, he is of the Lord, I'm starting to like him now, and all these other things. All the neocons, everybody was saying he was unstoppable, his agenda will go through. They wanted it to go through. The people stood up and said no. So now he's using executive orders to go around the Congress. Okay? But let's go ahead and play this Pat Robertson video slash audio clip. Here he is, right after Obama got elected.
The Lord said the economy of your nation will recover. The steps taken will lead to a dramatic increase in the power of government. The people will welcome socialism in order to relieve their pain. Nothing will stand in the way of a plan by Obama to restructure the economy in the same fashion as the New Deal in the 30s. America will never again have the power in the world that it has enjoyed since World War II. With no strong leadership, dangerous dictators will arise in various parts of the world.
That's enough. And then he goes on to say Obama's of the Lord and he's good. In fact, here are some of the quotes. Obama's middle-of-the-road cabinet consists of people hailing from the Council on Foreign Relations, Rhode Island Commission, the Secret of Bilderberg Group. Let me find the quote. I am remarkably pleased with Obama. I had grave misgivings about him, but so help me, he's come in forcefully, intelligently. He's picked a middle-of-the-road cabinet, and so far, if he continues down this course, he has the makings of a great president, Pat Robertson. He's saying socialism will save you. It's a good thing. The economy's going to get better. Really, nothing's going to stand in the way of Obama? And that was back when they were all supporting the banker bailout. Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, Pat Robertson, the left, because it was an establishment move. At the top of the food chain, the establishment supported it. And now Glenn Beck and others hope you don't remember that. That's my point. So it's pretty disgusting. All right, I want to get into all this news, but I thought I'd bring Ted Anderson up because I had never talked to Ted in the last month with this Kramer ad running. And Ted was telling me off air, yeah, I kind of wish he'd have dropped, but they just re-upped again. You know, the issue, and Ted said it eloquently during the break. I said, why don't you come on air and say that? He said, look, they didn't refuse the ad for your videos on Michael Savage and George Norrie, and George is a good guy, and Limbaugh. And why are we going to refuse their ads? This is that would be, I guess, a form of censorship to them. But again, anything we do is going to be criticized. I'm not getting any money from this. It's a stupid newsletter. The point is, I guess censor Kramer. He's obviously getting a big response. What does that say for advertising? That the Kramer's coming to us for advertising. I mean, I guess Ted, who turns down most of the ads that come into him, I guess you just can't do anything right, Ted, can you?
No, it's always a crapshoot as to how the audience will respond. But this one is really kind of has me baffled because here you have, first of all, I did see video footage of him supporting Ron Paul, which has me puzzled. I know he's on mainstream television, and the why does mainstream television need to come to us for our audience to buy newsletters from Kramer? I mean, it doesn't make sense to me, but the whole point is that, you know, where do you draw the line? Where does censorship start and when does it stop? Well, how far down that slippery slope do I want to go? And, quite honestly, Alex, when we have, media buyers that are, wanting to support the movement that we're doing, they used to avoid us like the plague. I still have it. I mean, you should see the email response I have back from KSTP AM 1500 here in Minneapolis, a 50,000 watt clear channel station blowtorch. I mean, they simply flat out refused to pick up your show. And, you know, and the reason why they did it is because they don't like your content. And, you know, I get so sick and tired of the censorship. It drives me crazy. I mean, if I canceled all the shows that I've had requests to cancel on my network, I wouldn't have even one single show running on this network. I mean, people want me to stop your show. They want me to start other shows. I mean, the whole thing's crazy. And, you know, this Kramer thing, they came in, it was a media buyer they bought. They're getting great results. That just tells me that the Alex Jones show is smoking out there. And
by the way, these ad agencies, they want to get a response for their buyer so they get the ad money again.
That's exactly what that's about. And so obviously there's a lot of people calling them up and wanting to see what this newsletter is about. And it also tells it tells you how big your audience has grown. I mean, you take a look, if you go to Alexa.com and you type in InfoWars and then you compare it to what would be the next largest site that you'd think of, or maybe even bigger, how about RushLimbaugh.com, and do a comparison and see who's doing better. Alex, your audience on the internet is bigger than anything else out there on radio, bar none. And the world is seeing that now. And as far as I'm concerned, this is carrying the message into a camp that normally wouldn't take this message. I mean, it's kind of like you can take the example of Jesus Christ. He didn't sit there and hang out with all of his followers. He never talked to the crowd. You know, he wasn't preaching to the choir. He went out and found the wicked. You know, and isn't that what this is about? Don't we want to carry the Alex Jones show, you know, and make a bigger impression? I keep on getting accused of trying to support these people, but how are we ever going to be able to, you know, to mold this nation back to its founding fathers with the roots of, you know, the Constitution and what this great nation stands for, if we're not going to be welcoming, you know, people to listen to this type of a message? You know,
well, let's expand on that, and then I want to get into news, Ted. Speaking of a newsletter that I do endorse and think is great, you are offering still free Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. Comes out twice a week, and get it in hard copy or digital. Free when somebody buys a European gold fifth of an ounce franc, and you have that at lower in the market than what it's currently selling for. So it's already a smoking deal to get the franc coin, and you get one, and then you get the newsletter. So let's talk about something very positive here. Let's talk about Bob Chapman's International Forecaster.
Well, Bob Chapman's International Forecaster is hands down the best newsletter that you can get your hands on. I mean, 40, 50, 60 pages. And it's the people that are in the know, the people that have taken the time to educate themselves, are going to be the people that are going to survive what's coming to us. I mean, I don't know if people really have a good grasp about what's really happening to this country right now and the economic situation that we're in. But you really need to be educated. Information is the key to survival in this environment. There's hands down, that's what you need to have. That's why I'm making this offer. I mean, you're going to have a fifth of an ounce of gold that's yours to keep, to use wherever you want to sell it. I don't care. You don't even have to sell it to Midas. It holds value across the world. And they're at $249.61. And then we turn around and we pay for that subscription for Bob's newsletter, the International Forecaster, and he's going to send it to you for a year for free. Either you can have it emailed to you or you can have it sent right through the United States Post Office. Either way, it doesn't matter. You're going to get
it. And it's 40-something pages or more on average. Folks, here's the number, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Again, 800-686-2237. And briefly, Ted, some of the other great deals you've got on silver and other gold coins.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we currently right now have the Lakota coin at $20.91. We have the Montana coin at $18.73. A great coin to be getting into if you want to really throw your nose up at the face of the Fed and these currency laws that we have here in the United States. British sovereigns right now are $308.76. All that stuff is at a great buy. We have some old $20 liberties and $10 liberties if you're interested in that kind of thing. We also have the U.S. Eagle at a real good price. You know, call us at 1-800-686 2237. When gold was down there at $1,050 an ounce, I was able to accumulate some things, and I'm passing on the savings to you. But that, Frank, hands down, I mean, that's like turning the clock back up into the middle of the 90s where you could buy gold between $400 and $500 an ounce.
Absolutely. 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for the great job you're doing.
You bet. Thanks, Alex.
You bet. Okay, let me get into a bunch of news here and then your phone calls, because there is so much to cover. Look at this article. Give me a document cam shot on this, guys, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. The Washington Times, February 22nd. So this came out 2 days ago. I saw it this morning, and I couldn't believe it. This is the neocon Washington Times. But they do throw some curveballs occasionally. This is the popular Inside the Beltway column. Explosive news is the headline. We have this linked up on our websites if you want to find it. And it is a positive, fair article about the towers being blown up. I mean, I cannot believe this. And that's why you see the attack on 9/11 Truth everywhere, because it's so mainstream. The polls, on average, are over 50%. Some are even higher. You can't ignore these numbers. People are finding out. People are looking at the collapse of Building 7. And that's what this article talks about. The mainstream media can ignore this only so long, and then they are not even relevant if they don't start focusing on it. And their debunking exercises haven't worked. A lingering technical question about September 11th terror attack still haunts some, and it has political implications. How did 200,000 tons of steel disintegrate and drop in 11 seconds? 1,000 architects and engineers want to know. Talk about solutions. They're doing such a great job. Architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. And are calling on Congress to order a new investigation into the destruction of the Twin Tower Building 7 at the World Trade Center. I mean, that is incredible. In order to bring down this kind of mass in such a short period of time, the material must have been artificially exploded outward, says Richard Gage, a San Francisco architect and founder of the nonprofit Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Mr. Gage, who is a member of the American Institute of Architects, managed to persuade more than 1,000 of his peers to sign a new petition requesting a formal inquiry. The official Federal Emergency Management Agency and National Institutes of Standards and Technology report provide insufficient, contradictory, and fraudulent accounts of the circumstances of the tower's destruction. We are therefore calling for a grand jury investigation of NIST officials. Mr. Gage adds, this is powerful. They're actually reporting, like journalists, a serious issue in what serious people are saying. And it continues and gets even better. The technical issues surrounding the collapse of the towers has prompted years of debate, rebuttal, and ridicule. He is particularly disturbed by Building 7, a 47-story skyscraper, which was not hit by an aircraft, yet came down in pure free-fall acceleration. He also says more than 100 first responders reported explosives and flashes as the explosions and flashes as the towers were falling, and cited evidence of a multi-ton steel sections ejected literally 600 feet at 60 miles an hour, and the mid-air pulverization of 900,000 or is that 90,000 tons of concrete and metal decking? There is also evidence of advanced explosive nano-thermitic composite material found in the World Trade Center dust, Mr. Gage says. The group's petition at ae911truth.org is already on its way to members of Congress. Government officials will be notified that the misprision of treason, U.S. Code 18, Section 2382, is a serious federal offense which requires those with evidence of treason to act, Mr. Gage says. The implications are enormous and may have profound impact on the forthcoming Khalid Sheikh Mohammed trial. Stay tuned for more in this space. And they cover some other issues, other stories. I mean, come on. That, I commend Jennifer Harper. I wonder what's going to happen to her now. I mean, this is powerful stuff here. This is exciting. This is positive. And people ridiculed Gage and others when he had 20 members, then 100, then 500, then peer-reviewed journals, now 1,000, and growing. And they're not going to stop. And we've already won in the court of public opinion. That's why they're saying we're despicable, evil, horrible, un-American people. Look, Bill Clinton, his handlers carried out Oklahoma City. That's been proven. Covered all my film Road to Tyranny. Michael Savage comes out and says he's sure Obama's going to stage terror attacks, a Reichstag event. Is he bad? This is something governments do. Now, do we know in every case this is what they've done? No. But if they've done it over and over again, and it's declassified that they've admitted they've engaged in many stage terror attacks over the years, we must cover it. Oh, and it was unpopular day one, before 9/11, and on day one when I came out and said it was an inside job with the evidence, sure. But I'm not here to win in a popularity contest, and today it's very popular. I'm here to tell the truth, let the chips fall where they may, take the risk, because liberty is worth it. My children's future, your children's future, is worth it. And that's why we're trailblazing and doing what we're doing. And that's why we've had so much success. And that's why those that want to prop up the system and those that are just jealous of somebody who's number one are coming after us. And I love it because they, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Christ said. And everything they do against us backfires and only sends us more listeners and gives us a higher level of visibility so that people can come and actually see my films, hear the radio show, watch the TV show, find out what we really stand for. Judge a tree by its fruits. And again, I'll say to you out there, don't think you've got to save the world by yourself or overnight. Wake somebody up. Show them a film. Tell them about this radio show. Go speak out against water fluoridation or city council. Go speak out against the amnesty program and how 800-plus cities let illegal aliens be above the law. Talk about the injustice. Talk about Geithner not paying his taxes. You expose this fraud one person at a time. There's no way it's going to stand. No way. So just continue and don't infight and don't get distracted and don't get diverted and just continue to hammer away because you've got the truth. You know you've got a pure heart. And so it's up to you because you do to be that leader you are. And that's what we're here doing is waking people up to be leaders.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress.
And on its ashes, constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are here live. We talked to the iPhone app developer. We've had right up at, it's almost about to be 20,000 free downloads of the iTunes free app. It's free and we're adding, I think they're already there. It's now linked to a web page that can launch up on your cell phone, not just the live stream, but the rebroadcast stream. The podcast is there. There's big banners on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we launched this app, what, 2 weeks ago? 2.5 weeks ago, and it's got right at 20,000 subscribers now who went and downloaded the free app, and it's in the top 10 news free apps of the iTunes store. And so please send your friend and family. I mean, you may not have an iPhone, you may not have an Apple, but to the Apple heads, you know, as Apple head chihuahuas, I like apples. I like PCs. I like computers. The point is, just ridiculous puns here. Not even a pun. It's nonsensical. The point is, it's free. Continue to send that link to your friends, family, and neighbors and turn them on to the truth. Turn them on to the radio show. I want to thank everybody that has been doing that out there. Okay, getting into some of the other news. And I'm going to continue breaking this down into the next hour, and then we're going to go to your calls here in about 15 minutes for everybody that's patiently holding. Total lawlessness from the government. Just complete and total lawlessness. And what do you do when you have a lawless government? Obama can't get his greenhouse gas taxes passed, and so he just comes out and says, we'll use the EPA to do that. Now, he's always said he was going to do this. But the states are getting ready to sue. Attorney generals are suing. Companies are already suing. But Time Magazine says it's a great thing, and that's what he should do. Give me your take on that. Also, an interesting story here out of Business Insider. America just declared the recovery over, so you better get ready for the double dip. And this story continues here, saying today's bleak consumer confidence, also housing prices are down, new home starts are down. Today's bleak consumer confidence number is undoubtedly bad news for the economy. The bigger-than-expected drop suggests that consumers have lost confidence in the recovery, which will drive down home prices and consumer spending. Consumer confidence is typically our first look at the state of the economy. While most government aggregated data comes out of the two-month lag or more, consumer confidence has been hit with just a one-month lag. Studies have shown that consumer confidence is a good predictor of consumer spending numbers. Basically, people surveyed seem to be good at accurately regarding their own economic situation, and those surveyed reflected the broader economy accurately. When consumer confidence drops to such deep, unexpected levels today, were the worst in 27 years, then it is a red flashing light about the economy. And then it goes through all those numbers. And the government more and more is saying, oh, we may need another stimulus now. Remember a year and a 3 months ago with the banker bailout? Or I guess more. That was in October, November, December, and then 12, and then two more months. That's 15, 16 months ago that, oh, no, this is the only stimulus we need. It wasn't a stimulus. It wasn't a banker bailout. It was just a mass robbery. And now we had all these economists on the last year and a half saying that by 2010, they would want another stimulus or another looting. And we have all these top bankers on the news saying austerity. You'll never get your way of life back. Most of your taxes have to be raised so you can pay the banks more money on interest that's just all made up. It's as if Thomas Jefferson's predictions are coming true, that if we ever let private central banks take over the issuance of currency and credit, our children would wake up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are back live. I'm going to go ahead and just go to your calls now. And then at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to news blitz for the rest of the broadcast. Coming up, DHS may scrap Border Patrol project. They never really built anything to begin with. But then I have an LA Times article. This is out of Information Week. I have an LA Times article, What American Border Agents Search and Seize. And it's citizens they're harassing. They were using Border Patrol up in Pittsburgh for the G20. They're doing anything but stopping illegal aliens, which, again, illustrates how they build up these grids to fight Al-Qaeda or illegal aliens, and it's always for the American people. I'm going to break that down. Also, over in England, it came out 6 years ago that Tony Blair was secretly legalizing all the illegals and had a deal with the EU to bring in unlimited numbers, mainly so they have a domestic client group that can be politically active for the globalist and that will take welfare to further bankrupt the country to the bankers. Secret labor plan to increase immigration for social reasons dismisses public opposition as racist. You don't want to pay for all the taxes for these people because they bring the foreigners in and just cram a welfare bottle in their mouth. That's coming up. Meanwhile, they're throwing the book at the American people. Queens girl Alexa Gonzalez hauled out of school in handcuffs after caught drawing on desk saying, "I love my friends. I love my friends, Abby and Faith." Lex was here. I mean, I see articles where they're arresting people for no seatbelts now. Just throwing the book at citizens, but illegals are above the law and Geithner's above the law. The highest levels of government, they're above the law. At the lowest levels, they're above the law. Only the milk cow Americans are being crushed and squeezed. Let's go to the phone system here at our studio. Let's go ahead and talk to Jonathan in Washington. Jonathan, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
Good. I was calling, me and my girlfriend are making the movement here in Spokane, Washington, and Gonzaga private school up here, and we were wondering if you, we don't know if you do this, but if you could come down and give a talk. We're going door to door, tell people about you, and trying to get the word out. I also have a website called FindingTruth509.com that should be up and running by Friday.
So well, let me say this. I would love to, I've been invited to speak at In the Fed rallies with Ron Paul. I've been invited to speak in, England, everywhere. I've been invited to go on national television, different places, but they want me to fly. I'm so busy doing radio, TV, films, and building my TV studio and trying to spend some time with my family that if I choose to go with the model of traveling around, I couldn't do what I'm doing here. And digitally, and through media, I can reach hundreds of times the people. I mean, I've already done several radio interviews today. I'm doing more tomorrow. Or I can fly somewhere and talk to 500 people, 1,000, even 20,000. It just doesn't work. I've only come out recently, to a demonstration to try to defend the Second Amendment. and I went to the gun show to try to support it. But so I feel bad every day having to turn people down who invite me to come speak, but I appreciate the offer. And I appreciate what you're doing. I mean, this is about you being a leader in your area, Jonathan.
Oh, definitely. And I was also wondering if you had any advice of how to make it, you know, how to get out to people in a bigger, I guess, audience. Because, I mean, I have a website that I'm getting up, but, you know, that doesn't even reach, you know, enough people, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. If you launch a website and then, say, hand out 1,000 flyers in the town, like key info, and then the name of your website and put it on telephone poles and things, you'll get a massive response. And then if you update it, it'll take time. A lot of people expect instant results. No, it takes time. Okay, put one foot in front of the other. You can start an organization, go on the local meetup groups, start organizing, and pick local goals, but also educate people about the international and national scope as well. But great question, Jonathan. Dylan, Ron, John, Wade, Neil, Harold, Tyler, Jerry, and others. Your calls are straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. You found it. The front lines of the info war. The tip of the spear.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, the 24th day of February, 2010. Big news blitz coming up. Get into the hypocrisy of law enforcement, state and federal government, not enforcing against criminals, but throwing the book at the American people and harassing us and violating all of our rights to basically break us like a pimp would break a whore into total submission. But the people are saying no. Okay, so many calls. I don't know where I left off. Who is up next here? Dylan in New York. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. First off, I enjoyed yesterday's piece on the drug war. Very interesting. But what I wanted to speak with you today was something you mentioned earlier on the show, talking about them killing 80% or 90% of the population is what I believe. And basically, the New World Order's agenda. Now, I saw a video of you on YouTube where you were walking around in Georgia filming the coffins that FEMA purchased for its American citizens. With that said, I can personally acknowledge that they do have a very large controlled grid in Georgia. I used to work for a very large corporation, and they're literally the phones, computers, air conditioning, everything, lights, everything was controlled by a grid in Georgia. Basically, my main question is, with all of this and what FEMA is doing, will we be able to tell when martial law will be instated?
All right, Dylan, let me clarify and answer your question. Number one, I never went to Georgia and walked around in the coffins. That's somebody else with a southern-sounding accent. I guess they sound a little bit like me. But, yes, those are coffin liners. And we did confirm last year with the Bureau of Cemeteries from New York and other states that they are preparing for mass death during a bio attack or a natural plague of some type. And clearly one big rail of tyranny and bringing in possible martial law or full-born martial law would be a staged bio attack. Now, that said, when you are put through naked body scanners, when they're having TSA checkpoints in Miami and Dallas, Texas and New York and Boston, Massachusetts, randomly searching people, or you go downtown Austin and they randomly wand people now, or you try to go to a fireworks display and they're searching you in your bags, or having regular Army out or Marines. This is martial law. Or when the governor last year in Tennessee says you can't have military checkpoints in all these towns, the military just went ahead and did it. That is martial law. It's just not declared. They are training us that a martial law type atmosphere is normal and acceptable, okay, without ever even declaring it. I mean, when the government's saying they'll kill U.S. citizens without a trial and they'll arrest you under terrorism charges in non-terror-related cases and waive your rights, that is martial law. So it's a gradual, incremental march into tyranny that we're facing. Let's go ahead now, and let's talk to Ron in Texas. Ron, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good.
Hey, it's been great to talk to you. I haven't been able to talk to you since Friday before the gun show, but I mentioned to you about a change in tactic relating to this Mr. Stacks bombing thing. Yesterday, with the article that you had with Mr. Drew about his interrelations with those L3, in his letter that he wrote, I'm not going to call it a manifesto because Karl Marx wrote a manifesto. That's a manifesto. This is.
I understand, but in his letter, go ahead.
Yeah, in his letter, he makes a reference to when he was working in Southern California, and at that time frame that he's mentioning in it, L3 was doing a lot of work in involving with the Global Hawk and everything else. I look at it like this. You were wanting to know where we see the state of the country going. I see it heading slowly as a probing tactic into what we will and will not accept. The incident with Mr. Stacks is still, to me, slowly, just like probably with anybody else, still looking like it's being staged. But I think he was onto something, and they silenced him, and they tried to set it up to where he was doing something and made it focus on him rather than the main issue.
Well, you get one of the most secretive companies involved in all sorts of remote control aircraft activity, and you've got one of their top Homeland Security people that's tied in with L3 owning the hangar his plane was in. And by the way, I'm going to get to that towards the end of the show. We now have the Statesman reporting he got to the hangar 2 hours before. So how did he set the fire at his house? I guess he could have time delayed it, but they say the house was on fire about 8:45. 2 hours before that, he's already at the hangar, 25 miles away. So the whole thing gets more and more suspicious. You have all these witnesses saying they saw no one in the cockpit. They could see into it, that the emergency workers from all over Travis County and the city of Austin were there across the street for a drill, that the FBI was on the ground before, and other reports seconds after the plane hit and the explosion was heard. You add the fact that they did send Geithner down here to grandstand and try to look like a victim for himself and the IRS. The fact that it did happen in Austin, you add all this together, it's getting very suspicious. And I'll go over that towards the end of the show, because the file on Joe Stack is getting thicker just on the whole L3 situation, and we're investigating. Let's go back to the Genesis phone lines. Wade in Canada, you're on the air.
How's it going, Alex?
Good.
Thanks for everything that you're doing. It's awesome. I've been listening to you for about 6 months now. It's just amazing. I just want to speak about the Deborah Medina thing. Some people are saying that she's getting blackmailed, but even if she is, like, she should stand up for herself, you know? Like, if she did something in college or whatever, people make mistakes. Stand up, tell the truth, you know, get it out there.
Well, I want to be clear. There's no evidence that she's being blackmailed. A couple callers have said that, and I've said there's no evidence of that. And, again, new listeners are tuning in every millisecond. That's a lady running for governor here in Texas that we've been supporting. And the whole Glenn Beck thing happened where he said she was a 9/11 truther. She said, no, I support people's right. She said it's, quote, healthy. Those towers did fall in a strange way. And then she said days later, it's despicable and horrible, and agreed that we're this dangerous cult. And I'm saying, man, that's quite a flip-flop. That hurts my feelings. I didn't know I was despicable. And so I'm saying, what are they going to say about this? I'm angry about this. And most people agree and are angry. A few say, no, she is God. You don't question Obama. You don't question her. You don't question Glenn Beck. You know, just everybody has their own little camp followers where it's just worship, worship, worship. And that's not who I am.
Good. You got to stand up. You know, lots of people died for you guys to have the freedom of speech. And, you know, you got to fight for that. You know, and it's another thing about Glenn Beck. You know, you could tell he's a phony because he goes there and he calls 9/11 truthers morons and idiots and stuff like that. But if he's actually a real American, he'd actually be like, good, question your government. Cause
no, he says a lot more. He says we're going to stage terror attacks and murder Obama.
Yeah, but it's him pushing everybody towards violence, though, right? But
absolutely. I appreciate your call. Days before the attack last Thursday in Austin, he was saying that these Tea Party people who are birthers are only 5% when the polls show it's more than half of Republicans question the birth certificate. And he was saying 9/11 truths, 5% of the population. Another lie. And that we're all dangerous anti-Americans and violent. And then he put Deborah Medina's picture up on the blackboard and next to Van Jones and said, these people hate America. And I came to her defense and said, this is horrible. And instead, her response is just to grovel, prostrate herself before Glenn Beck. I mean, it's just incredible. And throw us under the bus. But I guess I'm supposed to say, that's all right. That's good. But again, it only seems to be, from what I've seen, a few people that are even in her campaign think they're going to get a job or something. It's like we're big city politics or something. They're like, no, it doesn't matter what she does. We've got to do this to win. You know, we've got to be deceptive. What? And some people are like, Alex is very Machiavellian. He's trying to make it look like she's not a 9/11 truther to save her. What? Save her? What Beck did to her really hurt her. Said again in 5 points a week. 2 weeks after, she's lost 5 points. That's 15 she's lost. 10 she should have gotten on track and the 5. She's got a 20 point now. And by her going into a tailspin and retracting like she's bad or something, people don't like that. No one likes that. But whatever, it's too bad. Let's go ahead and talk to Neil in Jersey. Neil, you're on the air. Neil. Okay, let's move on to Harold in Florida. Harold, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
This is Harold. I haven't called you in a number of years. I listen on shortwave. I'm a senior citizen. It's getting a little non-articulate, I'll say, but I do have about 99% agreement on everything you say. Medina, the Stack thing, the 9/11 truth, Oklahoma City, Glenn Beck, Ruby Ridge, Waco, the whole thing. When you go off the air on shortwave, I guess the switch will get cut off on my receiver like it has on my television. You always say you choose your battles, and I agree with that. You make tactical decisions, some I can't quite comprehend, perhaps. But there is a question I'd like to ask, and I'm sure your friends out here, and me included, would like to hear. What's the difference, and I'm going to use the buzzwords, of not being a truther, or in your case, not being a birther, okay? I'd like to hear a comprehensive explanation from both you and Deborah Medina. And
well, I'll tell you what, I don't even know her position on the birther thing, but the guys were in there watching a video of her on national TV getting slapped around by CNN. I don't know why her people keep putting her on there. Stay there. I want to understand your question when we come back.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986, yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. covered. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Man thinks, cause he rules it us, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change soon, he will.
Okay, Harold from Florida, specifically. You're saying, what's the difference between a birther and a truther? Explain that question for me.
That was not the question. The question was, I understand what Deborah Medina said on the Limbaugh show about her stand there, and I considered that her stand was despicable. Okay, but as far as being whether she was a truther or not, as to use those words, I don't understand, however, and this is your program, you can throw me off, you pay the bill, but I don't understand your position on your stand where you said, I am not a birther. I believe the Barack Obama presidency is a total fraud, and I see comparison here between her not being a truther and you not being a birther.
No.
Hold just a second. Article 2 of our Republic Constitution, Section 1, says that the president has to be a natural-born citizen.
Let me stop you. I understand the question now, and it's a good question. Number one, we've had Phil Berg on here repeatedly. We had him on back when this wasn't even on the radar screen during the campaign. Okay? And I do think there's a cover-up going on. I've said I don't know, and I've said I think it's legitimate. But I can't call myself a complete birther because I don't know. Something like 9/11, I have so much evidence. And it does appear that he's not – we know his real name was Barry Sataro. We know he did go to these Muslim schools in foreign countries, and the media would poo-poo that a year ago, right after he got in office. And so one of the first places people heard about the birth certificate issue was here, okay? And I also had, who's the guy that wrote The Late Great USA on over and over again about it? I'm having one of those moments. Dr. Jerome Corsi. I have had constant. I just don't hammer it because I can prove he's lying about torture, that he wouldn't do it, or hiring lobbyists, or new wars, or the Patriot Act that he would get rid of. And so in Fall of the Republic and in Obama deception, we don't get into that because I wanted it to be things that were 100%. Now, you're missing the boat here. I am not criticizing Deborah Medina for saying that 9/11 truthers are despicable. That's pretty bad. The issue is she said that we were good, healthy people asking serious questions. She has questions about the towers. We have a right over and over and over and over again, daring back after back, and then flip-flopped. It's flip-flopping. I've always said I don't know about the birth certificate. There's a lot of evidence, but they're covering it up, that he isn't a citizen. So if I wasn't clear on that, I'm sorry. But it's a totally different issue. Now, what do you say to that, Harold?
Okay, you've had Rick Perry for 14 years, and
10.
You know where he stands. Deborah Medina, I agree. I was very disappointed to hear her say what she said. I was very disappointed to hear you say you were not a birther. She said she's not a truther.
No, I don't.
So, you know, what I'm saying here is I would like to hear a real comprehensive airing of both of these stands personally.
Well, let me ask you a question. When did you hear me say I said I wouldn't call myself, I remember saying that, a complete birther, saying a birther believes he wasn't born here. I'm saying there's a cover-up, and it may be true, and we've investigated. I've only said I'm investigating. And I just don't think you even heard what I just said to you. It's the saying 9/11 truth is a legitimate research position and then saying it's despicable a week and a half later. That's my issue, sir. And I've been saying that since yesterday. That's why I'm concerned. But you know what? I've already meant to do this. I want to get Phil Berg back on. We have a video interview we've done that I want to put up for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Just we're bogged down trying to finish up Burmese's film. It's excellent film. We're just on that. And I have actually been doing research. See, I'm not sure about Joseph Stack, but a lot of evidence points towards it being an inside job with the kamikaze attack. So we're looking at that. I wasn't sure for a week or so about the underwear bomber. That doesn't mean I'm not saying it couldn't be an inside job. We're here collating the information, but I appreciate your question, Harold. And you're specifically saying you'd like to hear Deborah Medina on her website or on this show or some other show give a complex, detailed answer like I just gave on the birther issue, and I think that's totally legitimate. But you're missing the forest for the trees, though, on why I'm concerned. And nothing to do with whether she's a 9/11 truther or not. And I've been saying that since yesterday when I broached this subject. More calls, tons of news, straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another
Rasmussen over the last 3 days before this latest gaffe came out, and no one likes indecision or flip-flopping. They conducted a poll on Monday and Tuesday over a two-day period It came out this morning, Dallas Morning News, that Medina is now at 16 points. She was at 24, slid to 20 in the last 2 weeks, slid to 16, and other polls are showing similar. Hutchinson is slipping, and Perry is, I mean, Republican voters mainline want to feel like they're winners. And see, when Beck said, you're not a winner, you can't win, they said, well, we don't want to vote for somebody who isn't a winner. And then I guess the Medina people just panicked and said, we hate the truthers. In fact, the guys are in there watching her on CNN. Did you guys ever find out in that transcript whether she went after birthers? Because that'll be another example. I believe I brought birther stuff up to her before, and she said people have a right to investigate. I mean, will they be despicable like Glenn Beck says? Glenn Beck says you're despicable and bad if you're a birther. I say more power to you. It's your right to research it. Looks like there's something there. But here it is, latest Rasmussen poll. Perry, 48. Hutchinson, 27. Medina, 16. If he gains another 2 points, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, go to the Dallas Morning News and click on the Rasmussen itself. I want to put the actual Rasmussen up on. Yeah, it's right here. It says latest Rasmussen poll, Perry, 48. Hutchinson, 27, Medina, 16, by Mike Hashimoto. And it says the Rasmussen poll in the Texas gubernatorial primary is out, and the news appears pretty good for Governor Rick Perry, who has picked up 4 points to 48% since the start of the month compared to the last two Rasmussen polls. Kay Bailey Hutchinson is down 2 points from 29-27, but interestingly, Deborah Medina is polling at the same 16%. As she was before she briefly lost her mind on Glenn Beck's 911 truther inquisition. Well, that's not right. She was above 20 then. With early voting underway, Rasmussen asked those who voted already which way they went. The answer, Perry 49, Hutchinson 24, Medina 20. See, she was at 20 or above before. It's too bad. Perry is a very close to avoiding a runoff, which could save his campaign a fair bit of money that could also to apply to the general election against Bill White. That said, it will be interesting to see if any Democrats take Paul Bucca's suggestion and cross over to vote for Hutchinson, thereby increasing chances of a Perry weakening runoff. For Mark Davis, take on the primaries and a couple of out-of-state representatives visit, and it's got the link to that. Isn't Mark Davis the radio talk show host? Yeah, he writes for them. He's the one that threw Medina under the bus again in the last few days, even after she denied anything decent with 9/11 truth, he then attacked her again and said, well, that just shows you don't have good judgment. And again, this is a great example for people in other states. When you run for governor or run for state legislature, don't end up this way. Don't flip-flop. Don't do this. Look, if she would have said, look, the commission says investigate, I'm only questioning the majority of Americans in this poll do, Glenn. What are you afraid of questions? She wouldn't then have lost all the 9/11 truther votes. People got mad at her press release she put out that day 2 weeks ago and the rest of it. And I defended her and said, that's okay. That's all right. You know, we still need to support her. You know, she can still win if you get out there and do it. And no one likes flip-flopping. And we can now know in other races around the country, they're going to try this again in the future. Okay, I want to get into this DHS news that I've been talking about all day. But first, let's jam in some more calls really fast now. I am giving people 1 minute. Tyler in Canada. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I'm 17. Been listening for like a year and a half. Listen every day. Got two quick questions. What are the chances that herb could be used to fake global warming effects? And what about the possibility of the flipping of the Earth's magnetic polarity, thus freezing the people in the lower hemisphere?
Well, those are an excellent group of questions. The Pentagon admits they have weather weapons since the 60s. The Secretary of Defense in 97 gave a speech. Cohen did, admitting they have it. Tectonic weapons, weather weapons. And yes, they could engage in weather weapon operations to scare people into submission or scare you with regular weather and say it's abnormal. And Bill Gates, the Pentagon, they're all in the news, the White House science czar, saying we're already been practicing terraforming, spraying chemicals in the air, that's the chemtrailing, and now we want to go even more massive and do this publicly to save the Earth from global warming. So it's also a cover for all their weather modification manipulation that's going on. Just like laptops are spying on you with the cameras and microphones, and people didn't believe it, now it's mainstream news. Just like they're taking baby's blood at birth, people didn't believe me even when I had the documents, now it's mainstream news, they do believe it. It's all documented they're manipulating the weather, that they could create, control, steer hurricanes. Stanford Research Institute, Naval Weapons Lab, Ben Livingston, 1967 certified. They've been doing it since the early 60s, but certified in the 60s. It isn't real because people don't see it all over the news, but it's been declassified. And so, excellent question. The other one was about pole shifts. The pole has been moving an unusual amount in the north and the south, and it does flip around, and the planet does move around and do things. And all the continents were once together in Pangea. I mean, who knows what could happen? Giant meteors hit us. The point is, the only thing that's constant is change. Okay, let's go to Jerry in Florida. Jerry, you're on the air.
Mr. Jones, it's a pleasure to get through. I just real quick wanted to compliment you on your impeccable Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonation. I listen to you all the time, and when you kick into one of your rants and you get going on that, dude, I just die.
The people are nothing. They are weak. We would ignore them, roll over them.
Stop it. Stop it, you.
No.
Hey, listen.
No. Steroids.
What I wanted to comment on was the clip that you were playing with the Medina being interviewed by that guy who was basically, in a nutshell, I think we've all pretty much heard it, saying that truthers, that's good, you're not a truther. Well, my question to him would have been, well, if I'm not a truther, then what am I supposed to be?
A liar?
No, thanks. I think I'll stick with truth, because regardless of what the truth is, it's the truth. That doesn't make you a bad person. If we all turn out to be lunatics and the buildings really did fall under the circumstances that we've all been led to believe, then okay, we're wrong, but all we were seeking was the truth. That doesn't make us bad people.
No. And I mean, everything today, and I appreciate your call. It's a great point. It's got to move on, though, so everybody gets on. Is that the government has declassified that they've staged many terror attacks and proposed staged terror attacks in the past. So questioning an event when government stands to gain, like we did on the flu or WMDs or anything, that's the only position to have. I mean, if you've got a neighbor that's robbed you two or three times and you come home and your house is robbed again, you're going to look at the neighbor who's done it before, and then the neighbor comes out and says, it's despicable of you to question me. It's incredible. So they're trying to create this illusion that it's not proper to ask questions, and it's evil, and it's violent, and it's horrible, and it's a cult, and it's, oh, because they're mad we won't shut up and go away. We have internal White House documents from Cass Sunstein that we're their big enemy. And look at Beck and look at the White House. They're together on this, attacking us. What are they so afraid of if it's so ridiculous? All right, let's go back to our phone system. John in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, I got two quick questions, but I wanted to make a comment about people attacking you.
Yes, I love it.
I just want to say your actions speak for themselves, and that's the only thing they can do to slow you down is to distract you and try and get you off your game. And for every attack, they're just introducing people who have never would have heard of you anyhow. They're introducing you to people who would have never heard of you and unintentionally planting seeds for us.
No, that's the big dirty secret. And no matter how nasty the lies, how elaborately ridiculous, in the end, it only helps us reach new people. I mean, people attacking us is a small stream of new listeners, but it's still substantive. Every person we're able to really reach out to and really wake up is invaluable. The the attacks from mainstream media don't even send us that many people because mainstream media doesn't have that many viewers anymore. I mean, that's the big illusion. People will spend all this money on big mainstream TV, radio, print, and it doesn't get you a good response because people aren't listening. And mainstream media is so discredited now that when they attack me, it only makes people go, well, I better check this guy out. I mean, take Texas Monthly. Cover story on me. This month's issue. I wouldn't call it a hit piece. It's got website names wrong, dates of key things wrong, even though I told them. It's got distortions like, oh, there's really no plan to exterminate the majority of the population. Alex sent me one document and it said a little bit of that. No, I sent him a whole bunch. Okay. And so almost every comment on the article agrees with me and is giving them sources of where I said things. So I appreciate your call. Anything else?
Questions?
Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to say, you know, before I get to them, it may seem like you get it from all sides, but there is love out there for you, too.
Are you kidding? 90% of what I get is love. I love it.
Well, I sent you a birthday present. I don't know if you got it.
Thank you. Real fast, the question, because I got to get to others.
Okay. They're both Bin Laden related. One is just really short. What is the BCCI bank? And the other one is Sudan offered Bill better relations with the U.S. Sudan offered Bin Laden to Bill Clinton. What was Bill Clinton's response to Sudan?
That was in 1996, and he said, we don't want him.
Didn't he blow up? Didn't he attack him over it? Did he, like, bomb their pharmaceutical plant?
Yes, he did. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead. Yeah, they cruise missiled it. Let's go ahead and talk to Isaac in Texas. Isaac, you're on the air.
Yes. How are you doing, Alex?
Good.
I had a personal question. Who do you think we ought to go ahead and vote for? And is there any hope for Texas due to the stage terror, the body scanners, and Devin Medina flip-flopping?
Well, I mean, look, I think you should still vote for Devin Medina. I don't think people who voted for her wasted a vote. I just being called despicable and watching her flip-flop is very painful and hurt me. And so that's why I'm upset about it. And now some of the responses I'm seeing from the campaign, I mean, for now I'm saying go ahead and vote for her. But go to her website. Have we gotten any response yet from these people? I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in California. Kevin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Well, I got a couple comments on Deborah Medina. One real quick one here. You know, one of the things that bothered me the most about it was calling people despicable. She's basically stomping on free speech at that point in time. And so she,
yeah, but hey, know, don't criticize her. You're evil. I mean, you don't have your free speech now.
Oh, I understand. I understand that. And here's a couple other points for you real quick. 26 years ago, Frank Zappa, you can see the video on Musicians for Freedom, was talking about, in 1984, race-specific bioweapons.
So yeah, I've had his wife on.
And the last point is I thought you might find this an interesting link between the Rothschilds and Al Gore. Jacob Schiff, his grandson, Andrew Schiff, is married to Al Gore's daughter, Katrina.
Yes, I've seen that.
I find that no small bit of irony, in particular regarding David de Rothschild, the mouthpiece for Europe, regarding global warming, and then you got Al Gore over here, and then we see some type of, you know, loose blood relationship that they formed.
Now, well, it's like Kerry and Bush being cousins and on every side of their family. It's like a breed of dog. They're all related, like French bulldogs or beagles. It's all, you know, basically one family tree. It's Obama's related closely to Cheney.
It's just amazing. The whole, you know, when people start to really look at that aspect of it, it's no surprise why we're at today.
I hear you. I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Okay, there's so many phone calls here. Who's been holding the longest on our phone system? Paul in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead. Guess he's been holding so long, he's gone. Chris in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, Jack McLam, Dr. Sam Monteith, Keith Paul Craig Roberts, Dr. Jerome Corsi, Larry Pratt. I heard you. These are all members of the Council for National Policy that we never hear talked about on the show, and there's constantly guests who are involved and rub shoulders with people like, you know, George Bush and Alan Keyes and, you know, Alberto Gonzalez, Pat Robertson. I heard you just attacking him earlier. Dr. Dobson, and that the group for Council for National Policy is an ultra-secret right group, and I heard you talking with Peter Dale Scott about this, and you actually said, this is a quote from you, the CFR, or the CNP is a junior CFR.
Well, I mean, let me be clear, and I appreciate your call. Look, what people do is they invent new special conspiracies that are theirs. Okay, and by the way, I had Peter Dale Scott on 10 years ago talking about the CMP. And for you to say I never talk about it isn't true. I brought it up with him when he was on, I think, the show last time. Burma's asked him about it for the film he's making. He's in there. So I don't work for the Republican Party. I have different guests on. I mean, I had Rothschild on. People say I must like him. No, I had him on and skewered him. In fact, we're going to skip this last break because I want to have time to hit these other two articles I swore I'd get to. But on this subject, that was the Hunt brothers, and they wanted to take over politics, and they were big anti-Kennedy people, and that is a right-wing thing. But I mean, people send me emails saying, there's proof you're CNP in all this. I'm not. I don't even go to Republican meetings. I don't go to anything. It's like an inquisition. I'm talking about naked body scanners, cameras in your computer watching you, the IRS out of control, banks stealing trillions, bring them to justice. I'm interviewing Peter Dale Scott over and over again. He can talk about whatever he wants on this show. And then it's like, ooh, Alex Jones won't talk about CMP, Council on National Policy. Is that right? Council on National Policy? I mean, it's a group, I think back in the 80s, where whether it was co-opting the anti-New World Order movement or was good and then got bad, I haven't really studied it that much. I just know there's all sorts of groups and interchanging organizations. I mean, I'm criticizing Pat Robertson. You're discrediting yourself with what you're saying. I was just talking bad about Robertson. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts admits he used to be a big Republican. Now he comes out against him. I mean, you judge a tree by its fruits. I'll bring CMP up. Remind me, guys, next time Roberts is on with us, he'll talk about it. I mean, I think they get together and have meetings and talk about how they want to take over the Republican Party. I mean, that stuff goes on everywhere. It's like a, there's a camp that says I work for the Jews, which I don't. There's a camp that says I work for the Catholics, which I don't. There's a camp that says I'm a Scientologist, which I'm not. Never been to their meeting, know nothing about it other than it, pretty goofy stuff from L. Ron Hubbard. And it looks like they've done some bad things in the past. CMP. I mean, I'm here doing what I do. I'm here covering issues. And this is why, as a society, we are so screwed up. I mean, I've got people saying I work for oil companies. That's what David Rothschild said on this show. You know, you work for oil companies. I get zero money from oil companies. I actually have family in East Texas. You know, in those areas, an oil well might bring in like $500 a month or something. They're little teeny things. I think my grandma said she gets about $100 a month from some, because the way oil wells work is somebody will have an oil well on their property, but it's like a pool, and then people with adjoining property, we've got some family land in West Texas. I think decades ago, the well wasn't played out. I think she got a couple $100 a month off that. So, I mean, I guess in a way, it's actually true. I mean, I'm in Texas. I'm not here saying global warming isn't real because I work for oil companies. Oil companies, most of the big ones, including Dutch, Royal Shell, BP, ExxonMobil. I mean, Google right now. ExxonMobil in favor of carbon tax and endorses global warming. I mean, ClimateGate is real. I'm covering this because I don't want a $2.6 billion tax on my electricity in the next 3 years in Austin. But no, I work for the oil companies. No, I work for me. I don't own any stocks, any bonds. I work for Alex Jones and Freedom. And notice that we open the phones up and it's just got to be about Alex Jones. And that's why we can't go anywhere, because here's the deal. People are waking up. We're making giant strides. But people who are caught in this infighting paradigm, they can't make any strides. Because I don't know, it's a form of illness or something. I've always noticed we'll have FEMA camp documents and we post them and nobody wants to read them. They're not popular. But if I post a photo of something people might think is a camp, there'll be 1,000 comments and it'll go viral on the internet. It's like speculation is always king. Is this guy a reptoid, or are chupacabras real, or you know, things like this? And I'm here covering real news. I'm here breaking news. I'm here documenting. I'm here making award-winning films and giving them to you for free. I hope you'll buy them on DVD at InfoWars.com and support us. And it's just crazy. You never talk about this organization, but on this show you said this about it. I mean, it looks like a lot of its activities are bad. And I said, looks like it's a junior CFR. I mean, hell, the CFR actually writes many of the laws, like Homeland Security and others, and immigration policy, that are implemented word for word in law. And I'm not saying the CFR runs everything. It's this mental illness about, well, you know, mainstream media every day attacks me. Every day there's an article saying, Jones says it's the Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg Group, CFR, Club of Rome, UN. Which is it, Alex? I didn't say that. If you look at who heads up all those groups, including the CMP and all these scores of groups, it's literally like 100 people that head up all the groups, and that's how they control money and power and other politically active groups, diverse groups. Everybody in the CFR isn't bad. Most of them are like porch masons who were on the outside of the thing. And this is the management. I mean, read Carol Quigley's book, An Insider. He explains how all of this operates. And so I'm here saying, no, the major Protestant groups, the major Jewish groups, the major Catholic groups, most of the major Arab countries are all part of this power alliance. The globalists have got deals with the Chinese rulers. It's the ruling class using systems of control to dominate the population. And the ruling class uses big government and the threat of terror and other hoaxes like phony environmentalism as an excuse to get you to give up your life, give up your freedom. I mean, I meant to get to this more today, but here it is at the end. Here's an example. Information Week. DHS may scrap Border Patrol project. The Department of Homeland Security is reevaluating a plan to add security cameras, radar, and sensors to patrol efforts along the U.S.-Mexican border. Well, they only built 50-something miles of the 2,000-plus-mile fence. They used illegals to do that. But meanwhile, all over the country, they've got checkpoints 10 miles, 20 miles, 100 miles deep, the Border Patrol searching citizens. And here's an L.A. Times article about that today. What American border agents search and seize? It's the same thing as the TSA. They take your cell phone, they take your computer, sometimes keep it 2-3 months, take their sweet time downloading everything off of it without a warrant, and giving it to law enforcement if they find anything they think is criminal. They just grab your electronics and just do this. And it says here they're going after citizens. The Border Patrol was used up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for the G20. In the last year and a half, civil liberties groups and businesses travel leaders have complained about U.S. Border Patrol agents' broad authority to search and seize laptops, other electronic gadgets carried by international travelers. But new information details the extent to which this has happened. And it's just a hellish article about how they're just grabbing thousands and thousands and thousands. In one county, the one that borders San Diego and Mexico, 1,644 devices from travelers entering and leaving the country, according to data of the American Civil Liberties Union. And they took cell phones, laptops, digital cameras, MP3 players, flash drives, hard drives, DVDs. I mean, they just seize whatever they want like they're drugs. And now they want to do this to vitamins. I didn't get to John McCain. He's got a bill to make us like Canada to start restricting vitamins. See, you're being attacked by the power elite. You've got to get them back under the Constitution, get that hedge of protection back around us, and start slashing government. Instead, they're raising taxes, growing government, the whole economy's falling apart. The enemy is the New World Order. That's what we've got to get focused on and remove these systems instead of arguing all day about who runs it. See you back tomorrow. Retransmission starts now. Great job, Chris.
You are listening to GCN.
Don't forget the free iPhone app. Send it to all your friends. The free iPhone app. Get it, folks. iPhone app.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.